Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and again, welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, myself, Angie Ange. We got Rachel and Miss T. Holland is in the building. GQ Palace stands up. You know, we go all week to wait for Wednesdays to get here. No, it ain't hump day. This is Diva Day. Hump day? Again, welcome to the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad and GQ Palace Radio. Before I get started into the show, I would just like to say our show, when people call in, our show, when they give their opinion, everybody gives their opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Nothing is really facts. We're not here to fix anybody or whatever. We try to keep a civil tongue, you know, and, you know, give a little respect. We try to have no profanity simply because sometimes we get callers that are under 18, which we try to promote 18 and over adults because we get into deep conversations that are not really appropriate for the younger listeners, but however, we do have them. So, you know, we you know, try to, you know, keep it a little clean. The dictionary is full of words to express yourself or whatever. However, We do have a good time on here. We have interesting topics, like our topics today, I think are very interesting. And I would like to encourage my male callers to call, to press that one and get in on our topics, as well as the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Because we like to hear both sides of the story, you know, it's always three sides to a story, his side, her side, and the truth. So we just like to, you know, encourage, you know, our listeners out there to call 646-200-3838 and press the 1 and get in, so you can get in live on air with us. You know, we have a good time over here. You know, we play, you know, the latest, try to play the latest jams. We play songs from new artists as well. You know, GQ Palace is, you know, they're very versatile, and they give people good opportunities, especially when it comes to new music and stuff like that. So, again, I just like to thank everybody that does listen and on the internet, and for all our callers that call in or whatever. We have a few shows actually that go on GQ Palace from Sunday through Friday. There's no show on Saturday, but from Sunday, there's Spiritual Sunday. On Monday, we have Unsigned Artist Radio. On Tuesday, we have GPS, GQ Power Sports, All Sports All the Time with the Mayor. Wednesdays is our show. Thursdays is KL Belvin and Tiffany Belvin with Love and Relationships. And Fridays, we got our CEO, the Man Rich Money, with General Questions. Love and Relationships as well. And we have a couple of future endeavors, new hosts coming to GQ Palace. And just gotta look out for that. It's coming up actually this week, if I'm not mistaken. It's starting on Sunday. We have Scribby, is a lot of people know him, that's gonna be doing Crossroad Temple at 9, from 9 to 10 on GQ Palace. And we have a Deanne, I apologize, I missed her last name, but her name is Deanne, and she'll be on Monday nights from 9 to 11 with Love, Life, and Loyalty. So just, you know, try to keep your schedules open and call in whenever you can. Spiritual Sundays is a great day to call also for people. There's a lot of people that don't get out to go to church and stuff like that, and Our other CEO, which Lavina, she actually runs that. She has, you know, different ministers and stuff come on with her, and they can just give you a word of encouragement and stuff like that. They do read from the Bible, you know, no fabricated stuff, stuff like that. So, you know, if you need a word of prayer for yourself or for anybody, you can call in on Spiritual Sundays. Now, for all you sports heads out there, on Tuesday nights, they get it in. The Mayor gets it in with the sports. So you want to pick up and, you know, call the phone, 646-200-3838, same number. You call in and get in with the Mayor, and they talk all sports all the time, and they speak about every sport, so there's no holds barred when it comes. You know, they have picks. You could do picks, and he has a site on Facebook after further review. You can also look that up too, where you put the picks up and stuff like that, and he lists all the scores for all the games and everything. Try to keep everybody updated. So, you know, a shout out to all. I think this is Scorpio season. I want to give a shout out to all the Scorpios out there, everybody out there that's celebrating a birthday. Celebrate responsibly. You know what I'm saying? You're not having a few drinks. Get a designated driver, call a cab, walk. You know, ain't no need getting out there trying to drink and drive and all of that stuff. You know, you have people, you know, when you get drunk, you think you tough, you think you got everything under control, and then you're seeing blurred lines. So, you don't want to be, you know, get them silver bracelets on. It's no joke out there, you know, people losing their lives and stuff from drinking and driving. That we don't need. So, you know, again, just be responsible again, and tonight's topics are very interesting. Right now, I'm just waiting for my other host to come in, and we'll actually get the show started with our topics and everything. I would like for male and female callers to call in and give their opinions, because if we only get female callers calling in, it'll seem lopsided simply because the male callers are not calling in, you know. You don't even have to say who you are. You can call in, give any kind of name or whatever. We're not here to blow up nobody's spot or talk about, I heard you. This is not that Facebook gangster type stuff. This is not how the Diva Squad rocks. Anybody that know me know that. So, you know, we don't rock like that. So, once our lines open up, you just press that one and we can get in on the conversation, get in deep. So we want to give a shout out to my fellow Diva T. You know, she's been a little under the weather. Like to give her a shout out and, you know, feel better, mama. We see you. You know, there's just been a few things I'd just like to touch real quick before, you know, my co-host comes in. I was, you know, reading in the papers about this racial profiling going on with Barney's and Macy's or whatever, and how, you know, people are stating their opinions and where, you know, they want Jay to pull out his deal with them, whatever deal he has with them or whatever, you know. My personal opinion, I would say not all money is good money. You understand what I'm saying? Because Jay is already, you're already a rich man, you know, and I understand you have a foundation which gives 25% of whatever profits or whatever they make to a foundation that he has. But my thing is, now the same power that you have with Barney's, you can have somewhere else. You take that and dump that somewhere else, and you can still have that same charity. And but on the flip side of that, the only thing is, you don't really know what you're getting into until after the deal is actually done. I'm sure Jay wouldn't have made a deal with those people, you know, knowing that they're gonna be prejudiced against people. You know, you go in that stuff blinded. You don't really don't know what you're getting until after the fact. Because you can never judge a book by its cover. I don't care what shape, form, or fashion. It can't happen. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just hope it all works out, you know, that Jay just makes the right decision and see what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, and these people are in there spending good money. $2,500 for a person is a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? And if they all about the money, green should be the only color that matters to them anyway. Why are you, just because a black person spent that kind of money, why would you even go there? You know what I'm saying? But listen, well, next time they go down to Chinatown to buy a knockoff, they're going to be all right. Can't tell the difference anyway. So, you know, and also now, too, I was reading about Chris Brown, how Chris Brown, you know, got into a little altercation or whatever. These people, I think, are just really, you know, messing with him. Now that he's easy prey, because you're on probation, you have a reputation of whooping Rihanna's ass, which I think was a bunch of crap. You know, it was a bunch of crap. But listen, my other diva is here in the building, and we're gonna get our show started. What's good, Miss Rachel? What's good?
Holla, holla.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing much.
Yeah, how you all right?
I'm good, lady. How are you?
Yeah, I hear that. Well, you know, you had to come in and stop me because I'd be talking from now until like 12.
Yeah.
Now until like 12. You know how I do, but it's all good. You know what I'm saying? How was your week?
All right, catch the plane.
I know that, so I ain't gonna do no good no way.
You
know, I was just I haven't mentioned any of the topics yet. I was just waiting for you to come in so we could, you know, we could get it on a pop in. Like I was saying, I was encouraging our male listeners to call in and actually give their opinion on this. Once I give the topics, they'll see what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because it'll seem one-sided, and we're not lopsided over here in the Diva Squad.
Not at all.
We don't do that. We don't wear tweet shoes to the left. So we don't do those. Not on our watch. But ready, I can give out the topics now, and then we can open the lines and get this thing popping.
Let's do it.
You don't have any announcements. Do you have any announcements?
I don't have any announcements. Well, I do have one.
Okay.
It's a little complaint. It's cold outside.
Oh, honey, you ain't seen cold yet. You have not seen cold yet.
I know. Oh. I don't look forward to the winter. I tell you that.
I know.
I feel like we're gonna have a bad one. That's
I know.
Today, but,
I you know what? I can take the cold. I can do that. I can put on layers. But when it starts snowing and all that, it just you know keeps us bound. And you know, I can't do the snow. And plus, I got to get out to go to work in it. And it's just not cool. So not cool. But yeah. So with that said, our topics tonight are, you ready? Drum roll. My first topic is, you know, again, I want everybody's opinion on this. Do you think today's relationships, you know, are they based on true love, or are they based on people's statuses as far as what they possess? Like, you know, what kind of job they have, or, you know what I'm saying, or, you know, what kind of car they drive. And all of that stuff. Do you think that today's relationships, are they built on true love, or are they built on status?
I tell you, it's definitely not like it used to be. Not like I saw my parents growing up.
Right.
I think it's more so now geared toward status, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree with you totally. Totally.
Uh-huh.
Now, the relationships that I actually have that real love are people that have already been together for a while. You know what I'm saying? They've been there since before social media became in effect. You know what I'm saying? They've been there a while. It's hard now. People are not, you know, true love. I think my personal opinion of true love is you'll be with somebody and what you don't have, y'all build together to get it. You understand what I'm saying? Nowadays, you got people out there who's like, oh, he ain't driving a big car. Oh, he not. What he driving? A Honda Accord? You know what I'm saying? And little do they know, that's just like mere prostitution. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you out looking for people's statuses, you looking for somebody to financially, financial gain out of the thing, period.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't really
mm-hmm.
looking for nothing else but financial gain. So
that's just
a little step above prostitution, a step below prostitution, in my opinion.
Yep, I totally agree.
You understand what I'm saying? Because, again, if you genuinely love a person, you're like, all right, he ain't really got much, but we could build. You know what I'm saying? We could build on that. So, and it's nowadays, it's just people are just like, their loins and stuff are just so full of lust. And when it comes to lust, it's not, lust ain't just got nothing to do with sex. Anything that you go after that'll cause some kind of detriment to you, that's a lust. Where, I mean, you can lust after shopping, you can lust after gambling, any kind of addiction, you can lust after. You understand? So it's not just sex. So, you know, that people, you know, a lot of people don't understand that or whatever, but I just personally think that's how that is. But, on the next topic, though, our next topic is, who do you think are better lovemakers, men or women?
Women, of course.
Listen, and I'm going out on a limb. I'm gonna say men. But the thing is, women have more sentiment, which appears to be, you know, it appears that a woman is better intimately. You understand what I'm saying? So
we put a little
extra. That doesn't make us better lovers, better lovemakers, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We put in a little extra though to try to kind of dig what we know that man has in him out of him. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why I said I encourage my male callers to call in. I don't want this to seem like we're biased and saying that a woman. Naturally, we're gonna say a woman because we're women. No, I'm gonna give it the truth. Like I think men are just some men. We women are emotional creatures. Again, we deal with more sentiment, so it makes it appears that we're better lovemakers because we'll get that little extra. You understand what I'm saying? We don't mind rubbing a man back. You know what I'm saying? And whatever. Yeah, but you got some men that just totally disconnect. You know what I'm saying? As long as they get that thing off, it's, listen, we done. You know what I'm saying? Hit it and quit it.
Yes.
Hit it and quit it. So, and you know, in a lot of relationships today, that's how they're built, too.
I agree.
That's just how they built on it today. So, it's, you know. But, again, I would like to hear from my callers tonight, even our internet users. Call that phone in, 646-238-3838, press the 1, and leave us your comment. But you could also go on Facebook, GQ Palace, and go up in the forum and leave a comment there as well, where we have our the site put up and everything. You can also go on there. And, you know, you can go and listen to the archives, too, of older shows and stuff like that, if that's what you feel is necessary. But before we open our lines, we're going to go to a song. We're going to go to a song right now. We're going to go to Blurred Lines. And then we'll come back and we'll open the line.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Everybody get up.
No more pretending, 'cause now you're winning. Here's our beginning.
really came through. He came through and killed the summer with that song, you know what I'm saying? It got to the point where I said, I do not want to hear that song again.
Hey, hey, hey.
Again, but it had everybody rocking, old, young, white, black. He had everybody out there rocking to that song. Good job. Big ups to Pharrell on that. No, Pharrell's a great composer. He's a great producer. He knows how to put some stuff together, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, he definitely does. Where is he at and looks? When I first heard of the name, I'm like, Pharrell? Who is Pharrell? Look at this weird looking African American man. This dude got some style. He's definitely different.
Yeah, I like him. Very talented. Yes. Yes, but again, for those who are just now tuning in, our topics tonight are... Are relationships nowadays based on true love or people's statuses, you know, and who are better lovemakers, men or women? So for our internet users, call 646-200-3838. You press 1, it'll put you in the host queue, and you can go online live with us and leave your opinion. You don't have to leave your name, where you're from, none of that. You don't have to do none of that. Just, you know, press that 1 and get on and give us our opinion on our topics tonight, you know. Like I was saying, nowadays people, it's all about statuses. I guess a lot of times people get into a relationship, but it'll start out as a status. You'll end up falling in love.
Yeah.
You know, I don't see those lasting. You know, there's no lasting relationships nowadays because of people's statuses. Like I said, true love will have you guys building stuff together. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right. You know, we don't really have much, but, you know, he work, I work, and we could build. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Set some common goals, and then it'll grow, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it strictly is, in my opinion. Like I said, I got to catch myself because, I can get deep sometimes when it comes to certain things. So, you know, but as far as better lovemakers, again, the men, I think, they make love better. They just, women, again, we deal with a lot more sentiment. That adds that little extra. So it kind of overrides what the man does. It takes us sometimes to bring what the man has in him out of him. You know what I'm saying? Because he, you know, some men are emotionally detached. That's not that it's a bad thing or a wrong thing. That's just how it is by nature. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. You know, and it takes a strong female, a female that is actually in touch with herself, to bring that out of him. You understand what I'm saying?
But you can't
have two shy people in there trying to get it in. You're going to be a dried up missionary. You understand what I'm saying? You're going to be a dried up missionary. Listen, what are we doing here? Humping? We might as well have kept our clothes on.
Communication plays a big role.
Oh, absolutely.
We do have our first caller of the night. Shelly, are you there?
Hey, Divas. How you doing?
Hi, Shelly. Okay. How you doing?
What's going on?
Welcome to the Divas Squad, honey.
All right. Hang on in there.
Everybody's how you
good?
Doing? Thanks for calling in. Have you heard our topics for tonight?
I did. I did hear them. I did.
So what you think? What's your opinion?
Okay. As far as relationship status, I mean, this is just me, in my opinion. I mean, basically, what are you looking for? Are you looking for love? Are you looking for status? Are you looking for a name?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you looking for love?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that being said, it can go either way. Now, if you're just looking for a status, personally, there's no love there, so you can get a status anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to figure out what exactly you're looking for.
Right.
I mean, just to get into a relationship, to say, oh, well, my man or my woman has this and they have that and I'm in a relationship with them. But if you have no love, you really don't have anything but a status. That's it.
You really don't even have a relationship. Absolutely.
That's it.
I'm here because you can support me financially, which goes along. Listen, that's what you look for. You look for security, which financially that comes with any relationship. You look for that security, financial security and all that stuff. But that goes hand in hand. It's not just a one-sided thing. Everybody put whatever. We gonna put all our eggs in the basket together. You understand what I'm saying?
However, if you're looking for love, you have to build that up.
Oh, sure. You got to get to know the person and all that stuff. Absolutely.
You have to build that. So, I mean, I have to say that some women and men as well are looking for status, but if you're just looking for that only, you have nothing. Nothing. You don't have nothing.
Like I said, that.
I mean,
right,
what do you got? What do you got? A car? What do you have? A car? She has a house. You have all this stuff. Other than that, what do you have? You have nothing.
Right,
those are
right,
material
right.
things. Those are material okay. things that you can work on when you get with someone who you truly love and want to build with. Those material things can be replaced. Love
Absolutely.
Cannot be replaced. No.
Right. It's hard to find true love. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Something that's going to be lasting. Because anything that we see with the naked eye is going to be destroyed anyway. So you understand love, you can't, it's hard. It's kind of hard to explain. You have to actually experience.
And then you have some women and men, it's like, oh, well, you know, he has a car, he has a house, he has this, he has a nice 401k, and, you know, I'm going to hang with him.
But that's
nothing. That's nothing.
Yeah, that's
nothing.
All well and good.
Nothing.
Yeah, that's all well and good.
Nothing.
But I
you
want somebody to
things.
Love me, too, that actually
right.
sits down and listens
right.
to listen to how my day went. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Actually,
exactly.
I have a genuine interest in how I'm feeling. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes the thing that you need, you can't go out and actually buy it. You can't go nowhere and buy it. Some things that you need.
Right.
I know I can't go
some
out and buy
things are priceless.
I love to have my feet massaged, and I know I can't go out there and buy that and have someone wholeheartedly give that to me. You know, it has to come from within. It has to come from within.
Nothing
more beautiful than being in love. It's a beautiful feeling.
Yes. Yeah, and then you have some people who have money, perhaps getting others to love them. However, they don't love you; they love your money.
Exactly,
yeah.
Your love of things.
At the end of the day, when they get to themselves and realize I have all of this stuff, but I have no love. So
yeah,
I'm going to
feel
disagree
lonely.
With the fact that
yeah, I got a house full of flat screen TVs and
you
games.
Got all this stuff.
Got a
you
nice
got
car.
All...
Guess what? I'm lonely. Now I gotta go to the toy store and satisfy myself. You understand what I'm saying?
That means nothing.
I mean, if that's what you have to do, then that's what you have to do. You understand what I'm saying? But you want that kind of love that can actually talk back.
Oh, yeah.
I want that love that can talk back. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Some people think that, hey, I have this money and I can get someone and buy them, basically. But you're really not buying them, you know, after all is said and done. You're just going to be lonely and unhappy.
Yep. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
You have to build. You can get in a relationship, however, that you're making more than you have.
Mm-hmm.
And he or she enjoys you. However, if they're genuine with the love that they have for you, all of that stuff that they may have, they'd be like, you know what? I love her. However, keep this real. I want to keep my stuff too, but I need to build something else with her. Now that's love. That's what I would say is love. So, but I agree, you got people out there saying, hey, I would rather have the status than love. That's true. That's very true. That's very, very true.
You say, it's all what you're going there looking for. You understand what I'm saying? I'm only looking for money. But and even with that said, at some point, I know there's people that are out there with the money that actually catch feelings. You understand what I'm saying? They try to suppress it, try to pacify it by spending that money. But at the end of the day, once that money is spent, you done went out and bought what you wanted to buy, then what you got left.
Yeah. I don't care how much money you have and how much you spent.
Uh-huh.
If the love is not there and you spent all this money and doing all these things, basically what you did is just buy love that cannot be bought.
But some people say you can't buy love. Yeah, and you
can't.
Not true love, you can't. You definitely can't. You know what I'm saying? I might be happy. You could buy happy. You might be happy for the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but again, once the newness wear off, because I get that sometimes too. I can go be eager to go out and go shopping. Guess what? I still got stuff in my closet right now with tags on it. And it might have been in there for 2, 3, 4 years. With 2, 3, 4 years, the newness wore off once I purchased it. That was my addiction is actually shopping. It ain't even really buying nothing. It's just going out shopping. You understand? So that can go a lot of ways. You know what I'm saying? So
those are material things, though. Those things can be replaced.
Right.
They can be
burned
up. They can do all of that. But
absolutely.
However, true love cannot be bought. You cannot buy that.
Yeah. So the second question. So who do you think are better lovemakers, men or women, Shelly?
I'm going to say men.
Yeah. Yep.
The reason why I say that is that as women, and this is my opinion, as women, we tend to need a little bit more than they need as women. You know, men, you get a naked woman and this, that, and the other, they're good. However, we need a little bit more tender, loving care. I would say, as far as that, I would say that we need a little bit more than men. And I think that if you got the right man, they would make that happen for you.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, we're not, our makeup is not based on sex.
Right.
Okay,
that's what I was just saying.
It's just
we
me.
Deal with
it's
more
just
with
me.
Sentiment.
I'm going to talk about me. As a woman, myself, it's not based on sex. We want the security, we want the love, we want the affection, we want all those things. Men don't require that.
Mm-hmm.
We like to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So a man who is really, who really wants to please their woman, they're going to make that possible. I mean, however, keep it real, it doesn't take them that long. It takes us a little longer, but it doesn't take them that long.
It really doesn't.
I'm just saying. That's real.
They have a little more control.
Let's bring a man on, ladies. We have Shaw on the line. Shaw, are you there?
I'm here. How y'all doing, ladies?
How you doing, Shaw? Welcome to the Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. What's going on?
Hey, Shaw.
Hello. I heard some of the topic. I didn't hear it all. Could you repeat it for me?
Okay. The first topic is, do you think relationships nowadays, are they based on true love or people's statuses?
True love or people's statuses. That was
right. As far as, like, financial status and stuff like that.
Well, nowadays, you got so many people playing around with people's feelings. I don't think it's even true love. You understand? Because if you're going with somebody, let's say you meet somebody in the street. Sorry to put y'all females in that situation, but you meet somebody in the street and they got a nice looking ride or whatever. That's what they eye. They're not eyeing a relationship. The first thing that caught their eye was the person's vehicle.
What's
like
that car?
Exactly. Just like a dude with a female walking down the street. She got a nice body or whatever. He ain't contacting with her eyes. He contacting her body. That's what's drawing them to her. So it might last for a little while, but it ain't going to last long because that... being love is not your instinct.
Right.
There is no true love out here. Nowadays, let me put it like that.
Nowadays,
you saying that there's no true love out here nowadays? Is that what you're saying? In 2013?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I'm just asking.
Because if you think about it, everybody, you got to have something in order to get something. You understand? There's nobody out here that's actually going to be like, okay, well, you know, give a person eye-to-eye contact to look at them and get that love feeling or whatever. To me, I don't believe it's love at first sight no more. Comparing how everything the economy is now and society, you got a lot of females out here that's independent now. So they ain't going for that no more. But then you got the females out here that's gold diggers as well. So what they looking at is the person's vehicle and what they got and how much money they pull out in a club. An independent woman is not going to worry about that because she
ain't worried about that.
Already.
Thank you. I agree with you. Can I say one thing, Sha?
If there is some woman or man that's like, I'm tired of the clubs, I'm tired of doing all this. I'm tired of popping bottles and spending my money. I want true love. Are you saying that that's not possible right now and today?
As of right now, no, because you're going into clubs and
no?
What you're looking at is, yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Oh, okay, because what you're doing is you're going in a club and you're constantly looking at what a person has. You want to say it's different. Back in the days, they was, even if they was pulling out bodies or whatever, they gave that out of our context, let that person
mm-hmm.
know I'm interested in you. What do you have? You know, like your mentality, your persona, that's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in what's coming
okay.
out of your pocket or interest what you're driving or how tight
right,
your,
right.
Your clothes is. Because to me,
right,
a dude
right.
nowadays, they'll go after a female. But we're the first place a dude, and I'm speaking on a man's point of view. We're the first place a man to go at if he really want to find somebody and get some butt on that night. A club.
To the club. To the club. They're going to go to the club because they're going to know chicks going to be out there with little stuff for them, boobs popping, you know what I'm saying, the cleavage popping, you know what I'm saying. Everybody buying ass now, so you know they pop, they got the big booties and all that. They going to the club for that. They going to the club. And that's the problem now. That's simply because now that nobody wants that actual relationship responsibility. You understand what I'm saying? So they're looking for the cheap thrill. Not just the men, the women as well. They don't want that responsibility of having to run a household and stuff like that. Getting out and you know, going 9 to 5, having to support a family. Nobody wants that responsibility anymore. So they're looking for the cheap fly by night fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get this one night love affair. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening. Like
okay.
you said, now they're going to the club to look for it. Not to say that good. There's a lot of good dudes that actually go to club because they like to go out and enjoy themselves. So I'm not saying that everybody in the club are boogers. You know what I'm saying? But it's, you know, you have to go in with your head right. Like you said, now you have a lot more independent women who actually are not intimidated by men who have money in their pockets because they popping bottles just as much as dudes now.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Women are popping bottles too. You know what I'm saying? So that actually gives us a sense of empowerment. What do I want? I don't need your bottle. I got mine right here. Look at this big bottle of Ciroc I got popping right here. Not to promote nothing, but listen, we had to find our own way now. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Otherwise,
so
you are going to be out there looking for that status.
So, Shaw, can I ask you one question, Shaw, as a male?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so you're someone who probably frequents clubs or the setting of it, and maybe you might be looking for someone. So you're saying basically, no, I'm not going to say, let me rephrase that. I'm not saying what you're looking for basically. I'm just saying, so you're saying that today, that basically if you don't have a certain status or whatever, or in the club, or you don't have anything, it's basically non-existent to a relationship. I'm just asking. That's all I'm asking. That's
my
all
theory,
I'm saying to you.
My theory, yes, my theory is non-existent. Because what's going on in the
okay.
club, yeah, to me it's non-existent. Nowadays, right now, this new millennium going on, you're not going to find nobody that's really interested in you. You understand?
Okay.
They'll be interested for a while, but my theory is because it's a materialistic thing. You understand? Now, if you walk around, let me ask you something. You got a guy. Let me ask you something. Who else I'm speaking to, Shelly?
Yes.
That was Shelly I was speaking to. Okay, so yes. Let me ask you something. You have a guy that looks like that got
Flavor
the pants sagging. You got the pants sagging. You understand? He got the pants sagging or whatever. He has no jewelry on or whatever. But then you got this man in his suit. Right? You want to go for the man in the suit, right?
Absolutely not. First of all, hold up 1 second. You know, I'm going to go for the person. First of all, I don't judge anyone. So, I don't judge anyone.
No,
pants hanging down, sagging, that kind of stuff, that's not me.
However,
I'm not going to judge them because their pants are sagging or whatever. First,
I'm going to ask you an explanation. I'm asking which one would you go for?
I'm going to bring on 2 more callers. They've been holding on. Tanya and Darrell, are you there? Tanya and Darrell.
Tanya's here.
Hi,
Tanya. Hey, Ian. Hi, sister. Now, what was the topic again? Does real love still exist? Was that the topic?
The topics are relationship nowadays built on true love or people's statuses.
People's statuses.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Because.
Yeah. Why you think?
Because nowadays I feel it shouldn't be that way, but it's built on people's statuses because at the end of the day, I'm an independent woman, and I don't want to deal with a man who doesn't have anything to offer me.
Right. Okay. Okay. Like I said, it sometimes it does start out that, and you end up building some kind of love for them or whatever. We do have another call on it. Zarella, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I mean, there is no real love because everybody, like she was saying, everybody looking at everybody's status, but then everybody faking it to begin with. So how can you really find real love when everybody ain't being real?
Faking it to make it. That's what they do. Faking it to make it.
I was always raised a woman, you know, just because she wants security don't make her a gold digger. But somewhere along that line, things that like that got lost to where, you know, you can have a good 401k and all that, you know, all the stuff, the extras, but nobody takes the time out to really know the individual. You know, and that's male and female. Nobody gets to know the individual. And the dude, he acting like he got more than what he got. You know, the girl, she acting, you know, a certain way. So you ain't really getting to know that person. By the time you get time to know him, it's like, I don't even like you. You know what I mean?
Right.
When you're 6 months down the road.
Right. You find out y'all don't even really have anything in common. Like, you know what? This, what are we here for?
Yeah. So nobody takes that time out and say, look, this is where I'm at. This is, you know what I mean? This is honestly what I got. You know, not even just to say, you know, what got or don't got, but just to know where that person is, their likes and dislikes, and the basics that's going to have you there when you're old and drinking iced tea on the porch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, absolutely. So, our second question is, so who do you think are better lovemakers, men or women? And you want an honest opinion.
Women.
Oh, I didn't get that topic.
I was listening to y'all with that.
Hello?
If you want lovemakers, I say men, because women is like, they take too much. Y'all think about too much. You know, y'all got to have a whole list of things. Run a brother, if he turned on and he into you, and that's what he want to do, that's what you're going to get. Y'all, you know, everything got to be right. The light got to be turned a certain way. The right song got to be turned.
The lights are too high. Turn the light on. I don't want you to see me naked.
In the comments, you brought that up. Why do women say that? If a brother gonna mess with you, he don't really care at that point if you got a couple extra stretch marks. We can keep
absolutely. Otherwise, he wouldn't have hollered at you in the beginning.
Yeah, but you also have to be comfortable within yourself to say, hey, I got some stretch marks. Let's rock on.
Exactly. Come and rub them stretch
Let's
marks.
Go.
How about
Let's
that?
Let's go.
Come and rub my damn stretch marks. Let's get it popping. We listening.
You can't have a fat booty without no stretch marks, so we need stretch marks.
Wait a minute. You can tell them no stretch marks.
Nowadays they're buying them. They're buying them to where they you know, they ain't no stretch marks because they purchasing them thing. They can buy
them
perfect.
You can tell them no stretch
booty.
Marks up, and you still look good. Trust me, I know.
Exactly.
Okay. We do have two more callers coming on. We have Kim and Sharice. Kim and Sharice, are you there?
Yes.
Welcome to the Diva Squad, ladies.
Hey.
Welcome, ladies.
A fantasy. What's going on? Did y'all hear our topics for the evening?
Yes.
Okay. Who is that, Kim?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think, Kim?
Oh, I saw you.
Well, the last one you said, I think it was something like, who's the better lovemaker, men or women?
Men or women.
I say women.
Okay.
I say women, and I say men.
Okay. What makes women better lovers?
Because I think that women put more effort in it. I think women, even though I think we think a lot, you know, I think that, well, I overanalyze a lot, but I think that when it comes to the lovemaking, I think that the women are more, you know, into it than the men. And the women have to understand, you know, their orgasm before, you know, the man, of course, is going to understand the orgasm that she's trying to accomplish.
Okay.
So I think that women are more, you know, they're more romantic.
Yeah,
more,
exactly. We deal with more sentiment.
No,
we deal with more sentiment.
Women,
like I said, it takes a woman that actually knows herself to bring that little extra something out of that man.
No,
you understand what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Y'all women is more sensitive. That's what it is. You know,
we are more sensitive. We deal with more emotion than men. That's how they can hit it and quit it. And the woman wants you to lay there and hold her. That's how that can happen.
Y'all women sometimes, you know, sometimes a man, he don't want to do the romantic thing, you know. You want to just like, bow, you know, let's get in and let's have some rough sex. Oh, you're pulling my hair too hard. Oh, you're chopping me too hard. You know. But then when you don't.
That's sex is fine as long as the woman can achieve her orgasm. If she cheats, then that's a hit for the man, not the woman.
No, when you don't do it, then a woman wants you to do it. You understand? You gotta make up your mind. Either you want it or you don't. You understand? It's a certain time to be romantic. It's a certain time to have sex. Let me put it like this.
That goes both ways. Sometimes women want to make love, and then sometimes they just want it and go to bed.
Right.
It's a certain time to make love. You understand?
Okay. But my thing is this, honestly, with like say me and my, you know, my husband, my thing is this, okay, if we just want to, you know, have rough sex, then that's fine, as long as I'm achieving my orgasm. If I'm not, then that's for you, that's not for me.
Right.
So when we do it, I'm not.
Well, if you're not, then your man got
exactly. He has to make sure the woman gets off, man. Otherwise, that was just lopsided.
Hello? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I missed that. Was somebody talking? Is somebody got some background noise going on? Because I can hear it.
This is Paula.
Hey, Lisa.
When I get my orgasm on, and sister, if they ain't get there, turn over. Is this too bad? Because I still want to
go.
What? You just started some mess. You know that, right, Paula?
I hear that.
No, I was just about to say that happens way too much. I'm sore. No. Now it's time for me to get mine in.
Oh, but see, you can understand that as long as you make sure the women got it was good. You understand what I'm saying? Then I'm going to have to oblige. You know what I'm saying? They're like, all right, I'm going to bite this one. You know what I'm saying?
So after y'all get y'all good nuts in, orgasms, and get all y'all off, then all of a sudden y'all tired and y'all just want to lay there. Y'all don't want me to do
that. Nah, not all women are like that. Not all women are like that.
I'm not like that.
I got your back, fam. I got your back.
I'm saying, baby, like I had my man for 29 years, but, honey, I'm probably like to play, too. And I'm still with my old man at home, tired and rested. The cat must go play.
You mess! Oh my gosh! But I said that men are better lovers. They better lovers when
I
it comes to
are.
That. But it takes the woman to bring that out of him.
A woman,
you know,
a
what
woman
I'm saying?
Can all spot. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
That's nothing funny about me, Bonnie. All women knows what they want.
Oh, absolutely. The woman does know what she wants. And like I said, sometimes we have to direct the man to do it. That doesn't mean he can't. He's not a good lover. It's just sometimes we have to be taught. Simply because we deal with more sentiment. We are more emotional creatures. We know that little sixth sense that we need to add to the situation.
Okay.
Yeah, but it takes us a little longer as women. It takes us a little longer.
So me and Reese was having a debate, okay? And her answer was men were what, better lovers. But listen to her reason, guys and divas. Listen to her reason.
Listen, guys, we're gonna listen to this.
Listen to this reason.
Okay, well, I think men are better lovers because, you know, when it comes to making love, men are basically doing most of the work.
I agree.
I think it's more of an ego thing with men because they want to satisfy their women. So
oh, yeah, that's
ego.
A dominant thing, absolutely.
Absolutely. It's an ego. They want to, please their woman.
Okay.
We were debating because my thing is that even when it's lovemaking, it's not always the men that's doing all the work. It's not. Anybody could think of whatever last, session that they had.
I don't know.
I
say it's always the man doing all the work.
I disagree.
He might lay down for a minute or two.
Come on now.
I think it's the ego thing with men because basically they want to please their women. And they want to make sure that they're doing what they need to do. However,
Paula, hold on. Because men want to be able to say that they beat it up. That's what they want to say.
Yeah,
oh, I did that.
Yeah.
They want to make it seem like they was always the dominant of the two.
Oh, Lord.
That's their ego.
So women want to be able to say that they please their man?
Absolutely. Like, yeah, I put it on that trigger. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
You had about what you're going to do, how they're going to do, and all this stuff. So you have to prove it. Even if it's been 10 years down the road, you've been with somebody for a long time. Yes, man, we want to prove that we can do it. I mean, that's just a mammal. You can watch Animal Planet and watch a lion or a hyena. They want to be the dominant one. But women also, y'all want to get y'all rocks off and let us brothers know that, hey, this is stuff you want to come home to every night.
Exactly.
I agree with that.
I agree with that.
That was well said. Well said.
Absolutely.
It was well said, but not well said. Because most men get that nut and this shit. They're going to sleep first.
Watch your mouth. No cursing. Try not to curse, Lisa.
All right. Well, that's
the truth.
Yeah, they be knocked out, right? You put them to sleep, right?
Put them to sleep.
I like Paula.
Paula and Trev. We want to be able to stand over the bed and say we put y'all to sleep, so I'm not trying to go to sleep first. I'm getting a sandwich or something to drink for round two.
I hear that. Hey, listen, that's what us women look for. We look for that. We want a round two. We don't want it where dude over here next to you snoring and all that. We're like, are you serious? You know what I'm saying? We start questioning it, like, wow.
Well, I'm all for the round two, but I'm saying round one got to be finished first.
Yeah. That got to be popping.
We finished first. Exactly.
That got to be popping.
Exactly. You got to make me want a round two. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Keep me interested. Matter of fact, if round one good enough, I'm getting up. I'm gonna make you that sandwich, boo, bring you something to drink.
Wait a minute, a sandwich? You need to cook him some eggs and bacon and stuff for round one if it's that good.
Listen, whatever the kitchen calls for at that moment. If it's good enough, he got that. We have steak and eggs if you want.
I think he will be worth more than a sandwich.
Sunday dinner.
There you go, girl.
He wants some string beans, macaroni and cheese fries.
There you go.
Garlic greens. Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
But again, for our internet listeners out there, the number is 646-200-3838. Press that 1 and get in on a conversation with us. Having a nice time over here. People giving up some good information, stuff that you actually probably can use, when your next little rendezvous. Ladies out there, wear that little nice stuff for your man and all that stuff. Men, don't be a slack, period.
That's right.
Don't be no slack, and then get it popping, You got to do a little role-playing, Have a little foreplay, because men are not really into foreplay as much as women are. Men's foreplay is oral sex, period. That's their foreplay. so. But there's other things. There's role playing. There's different things that women do and men won't.
You got to get a man involved to do foreplay. You can't just be on the bed.
That was my point exactly. It takes us to bring that out of him.
Get him involved. Get him involved for foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
You already know what it is. Like, come on.
I think the man should be the actual initiator. That's just my thing. That's my opinion.
I agree. I agree.
Can I ask a question? Can somebody tell me what foreplay is?
It's a build up before the actual act.
Role playing is, hey, you know what? You get with your mate, your girlfriend. Role playing to me is when you get with your mate and you say, hey, we're going to go out, and your mate goes to whatever restaurant first. Or whatever, she's sitting there, this, that, and the third. You come in here and you guys talk about stuff that other people listen to that they don't even know that you guys are together, and they're looking at you like, damn, did she just say that? Or she took a ring off and talked about her husband is out of town and all this kind of, that's how you do that.
That's one instance in the role play right there. So that's an idea for some people.
Absolutely. I have done that before, and it worked really good.
Pretend like y'all weren't together, and you actually were.
Yeah, we're not together. Yeah, and then you have people looking at you.
Can I ask you a question, though?
And like,
out 7 days out the week, okay, how often are you really going to go and do that type of foreplay? Like, you know,
right.
that's a once-in-a-blue-moon thing.
Yeah.
Like, to me, it's like, okay, when you talk about foreplay, we got to get each other excited and, you know, getting ready for what we about to do, which might
mean...
Well,
it's planned. It's planned. You guys have to plan it. It's planned. It's planned. It's a plan. It's a planned foreplay.
That one wouldn't happen all the time with me because we don't go out.
No, you're not going to happen. That's not going to happen all the time. It's spontaneous and it's planned is what it is.
Because me personally,
it's not spontaneous. Spontaneous is something that just happened at the drop.
Your mate might call you up and say, hey, babe, we have our schedule is clear from 6 to 8. Look, let's role play from 6 to 8. You know, if your schedule is clear and everything's good, the kids are good, why not?
I'm giving you
a half hour of foreplay, which might require me going down there and, come on, 2 hours?
I'll go in the closet, get my little date outfit. I was saying
2 hours of, you know what, hey, we're going to just 2 hours of just your time together.
We're going to play Santa and Mrs. Claus or something like that.
Yeah. If you have the time.
Listen, I've been a naughty girl. Let me see what's on your list. That type of foreplay real quick.
Exactly.
That's a role play.
That'll take me about maybe a half hour.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then it's on a popping.
2 hours, I'm going to be done already. Trust me. Like, I'm done.
Well, you have to be spontaneous with that too. A half an hour is cool when you want to just get it in, but to actually play it out, it takes a little longer than that to get him heated and then be like, oh, well,
we're gonna need a whole bottle or something.
If you have the time,
there's nothing wrong with 30 minutes or whatever. But if you have the time to say, hey, I'm going to TG Fridays or wherever you're going. Look, meet me there, and we're going to do this and act like we don't know each other and, you know, and act like whores there. That's fine.
If that's what floats your boat, my thing is that's once in a while.
Like, when you live with your boo, once in a while.
That's good.
I'm talking about that 7 days in a week. After 7 days, I want four, and I want some, and I want more than one time. So that's not leaving all that foreplay time. Like, at the end of the day, I can make, listen, in a half hour, I could do a lot of things with my mate in a half hour.
Well, that's to each his own and how you want to do it and how you want to tease your mate that much. So that's to each his own. It's how you want to do it.
Are we talking about foreplay
Because I hear about a role play going on.
Role playing is really cool.
Well, I think what she was saying was role play is part of the foreplay. That was the example I think she was given.
Right.
I think. Right. Yeah. And what I'm
role
saying
playing, role playing is actually a part of foreplay as well. I mean,
yeah, it is.
But the actual physical foreplay is like, you know, it's got to be a lot more hands on. You know,
right. That's what I'm talking about.
And like, and behind closed doors type thing. That's the foreplay that I look for.
That's
you know what
I
I'm saying? So.
Well, foreplay and role playing is different, guys. That's very different.
Right, but I think his question was give an example of foreplay, not role play.
Exactly. Yeah.
He said give an example of foreplay.
Yeah, he wanted you to give an example of foreplay.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Role play.
Okay.
And that role play wasn't spontaneous. That's not spontaneous.
Like really?
I think it is. Well, if you guys decide to say, well, you know what? You're right. It's not spontaneous. I have to say. You're right about that. Going on top of a car when you're just doing it. Let's pull over to the side of the road real quick.
I need a little
bit. Spontaneous. That is very spontaneous, yes.
Yeah.
In the heat of the moment.
Right.
Go do something.
Like pull my hair and
exactly.
Pull my
hair off.
You know,
who said pulling hair?
Then do. That you do.
Big pull hair. Wow.
Big class.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm just saying.
Pull hair. Girl.
Pull my skirt up right outside.
Yes,
like,
yeah,
let's go to the bathroom real quick. Let's go to that same Fridays where you was doing that role play at and go in the bathroom. That's what spontaneous.
Yeah. But to each his own, you got to figure
absolutely.
Out what
listen,
everybody
whatever
happy.
Works for you, it works for you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why I tell you people, there's strictly opinions on here. It's,
exactly.
You know, what works for
it's
you
just,
might not
just,
work for somebody else.
Okay, so
it's
my
just
four,
fun,
my
it's just fun in your relationship.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Some fun in your relationship.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, you have to
keep that spice going. Otherwise, you're going to be bored with each other. Like, you can't... You know, like I say, it's going to be a dried-up missionary.
Listen, I never get bored. What? Please, what's bored? Mm-mm.
Yeah, I hear that. Listen, on that note, we do have another topic that might be a little touchy, and a lot of people might not answer, you know, honestly. And this is more towards the men than women.
Why is it
that side chicks think they deserve more than the main chick?
I figure like this. A side chick
who's
can do what that main chick won't do.
Oh, that is not true, because I do it all.
A side
that
chick
is
will
true.
Do what that main chick won't do. Yes, it is. That's why. Yes, it is. And I'm explaining
no, it's not.
Okay?
What do you think, Sharice? Hold on 1 second, y'all. Let her talk real quick.
All right. So the reason why the side chick thinks she deserves what the main chick is, like, the importance, because that's what the dude is giving her. Like,
absolutely.
He treats her just like the main chick. Like, taking Love and Hip Hop. If anybody saw the first the first episode.
Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, that was a hot mess.
Love and Hip Hop.
The man is putting his side chick right up there with his main chick. That's why she feels that way.
Wait, Love and Hip Hop? Come on, let's speak reality.
Stuff like that, it really does go on, even though that's a reality show. That happens in reality. You understand what I'm saying now? The side chick does that as a blackmail. You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, you don't give me this, I'm going to tell your wife. And that's what that is. You understand what I'm saying? And like you said, too, the man, he's giving her all this attention, taking her shopping, doing whatever it is they do. She wants that. She wants that for herself now. She's possessing you.
But see, that's where they go wrong, though, because guys are not supposed to get all that.
She's just a jump off. That's all that is.
To
get something that you're not getting at home. That's why you're there. Now, if you're getting, what is she giving you that you're not getting at home anyway? What is it?
However, but a side chick needs to know how to stay in her lane as well. You know, if you're willing to accept a side chick role, if you're willing to accept that and share a man
right.
as a side chick, come on, you have no standards or nothing to say anything about anything.
Yeah.
Nothing.
A side chick doesn't even realize. A side chick doesn't even realize.
So can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Can I ask a question? So what's the difference between a woman having a man on the side? Okay, so the man is bringing something extra. So is the woman. So what's the difference?
But to me,
the difference is between both that I think is that maybe they might want something extra. However, they will never be the main.
I'm gonna tell you the difference. You know what the difference is? A woman will catch more feelings faster than a man will, and that's what messes everything up. Because a woman is a side chick.
If you already know that you are the side chick. If you already know that off the bat, first of all.
Because you got to realize, it all starts from the beginning.
It's too much,
it's too much going on.
You can't hear anybody's opinion. It's too much. One person at a time.
Just let me say this. It's all because a woman is sensitive, like we said at the beginning. So a woman is going to catch feelings faster than a man will. Okay, you can sit here and say they won't, but if you got that side chick who have that man that's not doing nothing for her, and then she got this man that's doing everything for her, she's going to catch feelings faster, but she already knows she's a side chick, so she's going to go out of her lane and try to do what she can do to get that man because of what he's doing for her.
Okay, that might be true. That might be true, but however, if she, first of all, she already knows she's a side chick, so she already knows that she's on the back burner. Absolutely, always. So I'm not sure why you think that you need to be right up there with them because you already know from the jump that she was a side chick. So don't really.
No, I think, in my opinion, the side chick doesn't even realize that she's a side chick because she's so busy trying to be the main chick. She thinks in her head that she is the main chick and that the main chick is the side chick because that man, or that, should I say that male, is getting her that attention and making her feel like she's the main chick. He's playing you both. If a man has a side chick, he's playing both of y'all stupid butts.
Exactly.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, Rachel. Rachel, what you just said was absolutely true. But however, she already knew off the gate that she was the side chick. So I don't, you know, think she already knew that. She already knew that.
No, that stupid man let her on.
But you know what? Honestly, that's not true because with the example that Sha gave, with the example he gave of, a guy on the side versus a female on the side, to me, the guy on the side, if he's doing all this stuff that the man at home is not doing, why you got the man at home? Then you get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know, you get rid of him.
Right.
What are you keeping him for?
Let me explain that to you. You won't get rid of that man because some females is greedy. So it's like a man, they can have their cake and eat it too. That's what they're going to do. So what I'm simply saying is, if you got that man at home, that's the man that you with. Just like a woman need a man to love them, to talk to them, to escort them, to sit with them, to go out with them, to eat with them. Women need men for every occasion for some apparent reason. Why? I don't know. It's just y'all women. But anyway, like I was saying. So you got your man at home. You understand? That's the bill. Yeah, exactly. My cousin just hit it right on the nose. The man at home is the bill payer. That's your place to stay. He hit it right on the nose. That's your place to stay. So why you got this man on the side? Can I finish? Why y'all all getting aggressive? Why y'all all yelling?
My next point is a lot of times you're not going to find everything you need or want in one person. This is what a lot of times what makes people go out and cheat in the first place.
Well, they need to be single.
No, no, no. A person go out and cheat because they want to go out and cheat. Let me explain something. A person go out and cheat because they
want
to go out and cheat. Nobody can make a person go out and cheat unless they choose to do that. That's what they choose to do. So it's not because they a person is doing this at home and doing that at home. Because if you really want to be with that person, you're going to do what you got to do to make it work. So if you go out to cheat, that's because you choose to go out and cheat. Ain't nobody make you go out and cheat. Ain't nobody put a gun to your head for you to go out
and cheat.
Absolutely not.
That's
the choice that you chose to do.
The other point that I was trying to make, though, is I wanted to address that part with Sha as far as it's still dead weight. I don't think it's a matter of, okay, you have this man at home, but what you just saying that, okay, the guy on the side is doing more than the man at home, so why you want him? You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Exactly. Leave him alone.
And he's trying to prove himself, and he's doing all the stuff that your man's not doing, then why you need that man? That doesn't make sense.
No, it do make sense, because if you got a guy, if you got a guy on the side that's doing for you, you understand, he's doing that because he chooses to do it. He know you have a man at home. So he's still, he's like, all you really is a friend with benefits to him. You understand? That's it. No more, no less. The average guys that's on the side, they're not going to deal and go through all that with the man that you got at home. You understand?
Right. They don't want
the
commitment.
They don't
want the commitment.
Exactly. So they're going to do what they got to do. And I guarantee you, if you go with the man on the side, he ain't going to continue doing what he's going to do. Because
right.
now it's getting boring.
That's a good point. Now, what I was saying is the female, I believe that the side chick is only, she can play her position, yes. But if you tell her, okay, well, you're going to play your position, but you're going to be the person on the side, granted, but the minute you give that person more than they're supposed to get being a side chick, then you're letting them know that, you know what, there's a chance that you could be the main chick.
But that's why
you have a side chick, the dudes out here. I guess they don't think. They give them that average to think that. But if you keep it under control like you're supposed to, then it shouldn't be a problem.
You shouldn't get it, but granted, you did do it, and nowadays, not for nothing, I mean, everybody.
Well, it boils down to what I said from the get-go about cheating.
They finish.
So y'all saying what I
okay.
said. I don't know why.
Can I ask you a question, Sean?
Sure.
Okay, you just said that the side chick should understand what's going on. However, if the man is putting her up there with her his main chick or whatever, she's going to act out.
I never said that. I never said that, because a side chick ain't supposed to, just like a man with somebody, a female dealing with, ain't supposed to go up there in that level with your relationship. So I never said that part.
Yeah. Okay, well, I stand corrected. I'm sorry.
Your side person, period. Not supposed to know your financial status. Not supposed to know what's going on personally with your personal relationship.
You're not supposed to know none of that.
But a lot of when you out there and got all this pillow talk going, all of this stuff come out, and it turns around and bites them in the behind. You understand what I'm saying? And this is where the side chick comes up. Like, oh, you just told me your sex game at home ain't no good, and this is how you're going to treat me? This is why that comes out. Because that pillow talk is a mofo, I'm telling you.
Yes, it is.
About giving up too much of your personal information when it comes to the side chick or the side dude. You know what I'm saying? Trying to use that to maintain your position with them. No, you're a side chick. Listen, we're going to meet on the weekends. We're going to do or wherever, however you want to meet. We're going to meet, do us, and that's it. And I'll see you the next time or whatever.
But you know what? Nowadays, the guys or females, they're not doing that. Your side chick, you want to bring them out during the week. You want to hang out with them on the weekend. You want to do all this stuff that you should be doing with the main chick, but you want to do it with the side chick.
Yeah.
So that's making her think that, okay, you can play that position too. No, boo-boo. at the end of the day, if you're my side chick or you're my side guy, whatever the case may be, I'm going to see you 1 or 2 days out of the week. It's going to be late night because I don't even want to bring you out in public with nobody. That's not what the side chick is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If
you're going to see somebody late at night, that's a friend with benefits because you're going to see them to get the booty.
Basically,
you're looking for a booty, not the
basically,
booty.
It's a booty call. That's all that is.
Exactly.
I got a question for you. Why do you need a side chick?
First of all, I don't need a side chick. I'm happy with mine. But if you're talking in general. Okay, yeah, as I said, if you're talking in general, some guys are just greedy like that. You understand?
They can have their cake and eat it too, just like a female.
Right. You can have your cake and eat it too. You're going to do it. So you can't put on the standards about why would a guy do that when you know a female would do the same thing. If you got
absolutely
that female
do
at home,
well, see,
and
that,
she got
again,
that...
Again, that's the position.
Let me clear that up real quick.
Yeah.
But I didn't finish what I was saying.
Both parties.
Well, this is the position that we're in now simply because there's no... Again, the relationships now are into statuses. They're into statuses. This is why this is happening now. There's the true love relationships where, I mean, there's a few out there. There's still some out there that are into each other like, you know, they just met. But that dies down now. People just, they're out searching now. There's so much, the internet just have control of this. All people don't even understand.
Right.
Now you can go on the internet type of, now you seeing women out there with big breasts and big boobs and all of that stuff that your wife may not have, but your wife never had that. So now that you see that, you think you're missing something.
I'm just going to
so
say,
that's
I'm
what
gonna
actually
say
forces people out. Not just that instance, that's just one instance. But this is why people now are out there cheating, because they think they're missing something at home.
I'm going to say this about status. Anytime a man or a woman that only seeks a mate, and this is my opinion only seeks a mate for status, basically they have downgraded. And the reason why I say that is because maybe they have been hurt by women or men. They may be, so the only thing that they would go for is status. So you have downgraded to me personally, because if that's the only thing that you have going for you and you like to seek out a mate, that's fake and phony. So you have to research yourself and get yourself back on track to realize that, you know what, you are worthy of love. You are worth having someone who loves you. So someone who is only seeking status, they have lowered their standards, and that's how I feel about that. That's my only opinion.
Well, that's true, too. And when you're out looking for some things, a lot of times you do have to lower your standards because you're not going to get everything you want in one person. And that's just in the human race, period.
Well, Angie,
if you're looking for 100%,
Angie,
you might get 80.
Right, but listen to this. Listen to what I said. If you're only seeking status as a man or a woman, and think about what I just said. You have lowered your standards because the only standards that you have is material things.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing else,
mm-hmm.
is what I'm trying to say. You have
mm-hmm.
nothing else. So maybe you may have been hurt, or maybe you have been hurt by a male or female or whatever, but if that's the only thing you're going for from here on out, you have lowered your standards. You
mm-hmm.
have.
And that's all
you're worthy of love. You're worthy of having someone who loves you. You're worthy of a man or woman who you can build with. But when you do that only, you have lowered your standards. Like, you have some women that say, hey, you know what, you have to have a certain status. You have to have this, you have to have that, or even be on the same page.
But when
a man or woman does that, you have lowered your standards. I'm sorry, that's how I feel. You have done that.
That's kind of tricky, though, because if you've been in relationships and at the end of the day, let's just say your heart has been broken or whatever the case may be, but
right.
you're established. You own your own home. You got your own car. You got a good job. You're doing this, that, and the other. To me personally, there's nothing wrong with wanting someone that has equal to what you have. That's
you're
not
right.
What
you're absolutely right.
What?
That's true. That's very, very true.
Wrong
when you're
what
only
you
looking
have.
For a status, Kim, if you're only looking for a status, you're absolutely right what you just said. Absolutely right. But you're only looking for a status in a man, and you don't, basically, you don't find this or even think to even love this man, you have lowered your standards. Yes, you have.
See, I
because
I disagree.
all you're after is a status.
No, but that's not true. What you're after is something that's equal to what you already have. If you already
right,
got your home, you don't want anybody that has less than you. So therefore,
okay,
that's not lowering your. To me, that's not lowering your status or lowering
okay.
or downgrading. To me, that's wanting more. You want someone
okay, Kim,
that's equal
Kim.
To you. That's not lowering okay. it. That's you setting the bar up high, letting them know this is what I got. If
mm-hmm.
you don't have what I have, then therefore I'm not interested. Love
right.
don't got nothing to do with that.
Okay, this is Kim. This is that was not what I was talking about. What I was saying that women or men only go after status. That's all I was saying. I'm not talking about people who are established and the other person is established as well. I wasn't saying
okay,
that.
So
I'm talking
status?
About men or women. I'm
what
sorry?
Status then? What is status?
Well, like I was saying, again, nowadays.
Status is this. A woman or a man only goes after the fact that a woman or a man has a status that is better than theirs. And, yes, you
what
have lowered
status?
Your standards. Yes,
so
you have. You have.
What?
You have.
But see, nowadays, when it comes to that, women, you have a lot more women now that are a lot more independent. They're so much more independent now, and I understand what you're saying, Kim, that a lot more independent now, and when you're looking for a man or whatever, or a mate, you're looking for somebody who has equal or more to what you have.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing.
Is that status, though? Like, you guys keep saying status. The font, when you say status with that question, what is status then?
Right. Status.
Okay.
Right.
Having a good job, owning
your own home, not living in your mother's basement.
Okay, so then my point
like
is right. Then my point is my then okay. Then I thought I was a little slow. So my point is correct then. Okay, if you have a female that is established. Her own car, her own home, she has a good job, she's doing what she has to do, and she's looking for someone that's equal. That's not a downgrade.
No, that's not lowering your standards.
The question was,
would you go into
a relationship with someone that has a different status? Oh, I'm sorry. The question was, would you take love over status? Is that what the question was?
Well, let me put on another caller first, Stars and Divas. Kia, are you there, Kia?
Wow.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Kia.
Hello,
hi,
Kia?
Hi, guys. Hi. Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Thanks for calling in. Have you heard our topics?
No, I just heard... Something about status. What status?
That was
everybody talking about status.
Because we got into a question where the original question is why is it that the side chick thinks that she deserves more than the main chick or the same?
I'm sorry, y'all, but this is it right here. That main chick better make sure that side chick ain't getting nothing.
That's right.
You know what, that side chick, the main chick ain't even worried about no side chick because you know one thing about a real main chick? A real main chick got her own.
Exactly.
A real main chick ain't worrying about nothing about that dude. A real main chick, the main one, she can leave, drive her own brand new, whatever she got or whatever she riding. She ain't worried about him on his side.
She ain't worried about nothing.
You can't say that. Not all main chicks is driving or something.
She, Let me tell you something. That's why I said a real main chick. A real main chick, she got money in the bank. She got money in the bank somewhere else.
But you can't say that, girl. Some dudes have real main chicks that's on welfare. What does that have to do with God?
She ain't holding her own. Then that means she ain't holding her own. Are you crazy? She's not even a
chick. Why? Because she on welfare?
That's what she's saying. Because she on welfare. Right. I take care of her then. That's your real main chick.
What you mean? How you take care of her?
That's your main chick.
Well, that's the case. You should go with her.
What?
Because now you saying she's not a real main chick because she's on welfare. No, you can't say that. You got some dudes out here that's dealing with main chicks. You got some dudes out here. Listen.
I can't talk real quick. I'm not knocking any female. Let me tell you something about that independent real woman. She got her own. Let me tell you something. She got her own. She ain't worried about what a guy or a man has. She's not worried about that. Because anytime I need to pull up and go on vacation, I'm going to do me and my other girl.
Okay.
We got our money. We got our
But we're not talking about an independent chick. We're not talking about an independent chick. We talk about a main chick. It's a different thing.
No, I'm talking about independent chick. It's an independent chick. It's dating with her.
So you're trying to say
relying on that man.
So, but we were talking about a main chick. You're talking about an independent chick. That's two different things. And what I said was
we're
a main
about
chick.
That side chick that thinks that she should get as much as the
exactly.
main chick.
Exactly. Yeah, but that's what I'm explaining. A side chick, because she's on welfare, that don't mean she ain't independent.
She got her money a month, monthly. That main chick. She got
money.
She got her money.
She can't be a side chick.
Exactly.
Ring the bell. Wait, because we can't hear anybody's opinions because everybody's talking at one time. So,
Diva Mail.
Yes, let's go, Diva. Your turn.
We've come to the portion of the show where we have added a little twist. We have Diva Mail. We have males and females that write into us and have issues or questions that they'd like to ask. Okay. Dear Divas, I am an older male. I've been married once for 15 years. I am now divorced. I invited my new boo to go to the Poconos. This would be her first time going. She seemed very interested until I started describing all of the different things and activities that would be involved. She asked me how I knew so much about the Poconos, and I told her that I've gone when I was married. I've gone a few times. Now the new boo won't go. Is she wrong for feeling this way?
Hell yeah.
Yes,
she is. Hell yeah.
Very cool.
I will go without her.
Well, maybe he could have took her somewhere else. Maybe he could have took her to another spot.
The Poconos is a nice spot. I mean,
the Poconos. I'm sorry, I'm not going to the Poconos.
What?
The Poconos.
But listen, I think that maybe, if the Poconos is a nice spot, he wanted to show her or whatever, she has to get it out of her head that she's now the number one chick. It ain't got nothing to do with his ex. You understand what I'm saying? Go and enjoy yourself, regardless of what he been there, whoever he been there with, that was then, this is now. You gotta focus on the present. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's different parts of the Poconos.
Oh, it's a lot of the Poconos. We go there all the time.
There's different parts of that now.
Well, I can agree with her at some point. I am not going nowhere. But you know what? Women,
we like exclusive stuff.
I'm not going to Poconos. He ain't taking the Poconos. I'm not going to Poconos.
Well, there's different parts of the
Poconos.
Poconos
is actually nice. They have a lot of stuff going on there.
I'm not going to the Poconos. I'm not going to the Poconos.
Well, it didn't necessarily have to be the Poconos. It could have been anywhere that he's been with his ex.
Let me tell you something. If I got to pay for us to fly somewhere, that's part of the main, the real woman, she got money. I got mileage. We're going to fly somewhere to go somewhere. I'm not going to Poconos. for her and her man, we got to go away. But I'm not going to Poconos.
You crazy. But no. It don't necessarily have to be the Poconos. He could take you anywhere that he's been with his. He could have went to Jamaica and took you to Jamaica where he's from.
What is wrong with the Poconos?
There's nothing wrong with the Poconos. His new boo didn't want to go where he took the ex-wife. She didn't want to be involved with any place that he took the ex-wife.
Come on, what is this, Martin Lawrence? Come on now.
What
do you mean? If the new boo don't want to go, then she must have some reason. It ain't because of no ex-wife now. If you want to go on a trip and you're really interested in this person, you're going to go regardless of who he went with. What he did with her was what he did with her back then. You understand?
Well, yeah,
not with what he's doing with
either.
The new boo now.
Well, the new boo, she's smart. She can't go to Poconos.
Mm-hmm.
She better go. Why we can't go to Miami, South Beach? Why we can't go here?
Maybe the man can't afford it. You're supposed to be happy with where you want to go.
That's why the new boo should have. The person that would probably be like 20 minutes from my house. Are you kidding me? The person may be taking about 30 minutes from me. What the hell do I want to go to Poconos?
It's not the point. See, you know what? I can tell this lady is very selfish. This lady is very selfish.
She's a woman that
has to. She said the Poconos is 40 minutes from my house. Why would she want to go? It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. It ain't what you do, it's how you do it. What you mean? If your man came and be like, all right, babe, we're going to go to the Poconos, you're going to get mad because it's 40 minutes from your house? It's not what you do, it's how you do it. You don't know what that man has.
We ain't going to the Poconos. Let's go to Miami or Jamaica.
And what did he say no? He said no. He made plans for the Poconos. And he made plans for the Poconos. So what you doing is, see, you like to be in control. That's the problem, baby. I see that. You like to be in control. But you know what? You know what's bad? Because, listen, you know what? What was that Eddie Murphy movie with Fantasia? What was his name? Wilbert? Or something like that?
Norbert.
The Eddie Murphy Norbert. See, that's what
Norbert.
You need. You need a Norbert. You need a Norbert in your life. You know what? If a dude spends money and you talk about, oh, no, such and such, what are you supposed to be like? Well, you know what? All right, babe, such and such. What if he don't get a refund? What, that means his money's gone?
What money did he spend?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't know what the man got planned. You don't know what the man got planned.
But wait, he could have been from California, too, to where he don't experience that. He could have been away from the West Coast. You saying you don't want to go to Poconos, kid, because you might live close.
That didn't make sense. Ain't no way he's from California going to go to the Poconos. I'm sorry. Well, no. He's from California going to the Poconos. No way.
But it ain't really got nothing to do with the spot. It's just the actual thing. No. I hear what you're saying. There's plenty of other spots to go, but we're just talking about it could have even been Miami. You know what I'm saying? But what if he took his wife to his ex to Miami and wanted to take his new chick to Miami and she declined as well? This is what we're saying. It has nothing to even do with the spot. So you crazy.
You know what? I wish you and Norbert the best. You know what?
I've been to the Poconos with friends or whatever. With God, I've never been to the Poconos. Are you kidding me? I went to the Poconos. I'm going to like he's stupid. He wouldn't even come to me and tell me we're going to the Poconos.
Let me ask you something. What if you're with this guy and that's all he could afford?
This is why I don't mind saying,
But it ain't what you mind. What you're doing is you messing up this man's plans because you want to be selfish and go where you want to go, not where he got plans for y'all.
Okay, you just said if he don't have the money. Then if he don't have the money, y'all shouldn't be going no trip at all then if he ain't got no money. That's right. Save the money.
But you just said, you're contradicting yourself. Because you just said, I still tell them, let's go such and such. But then somebody else said, if you don't got the money, you can't go. And now you say, you're right. If we don't got the money, we can't go.
Listen to me.
I'm telling you.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I have gone on travel.
I need your undivided attention. I need for everyone to listen. We're going to play a track by Tim Dog. It's called Shake. And we would like to hear your feedback. Give your honest opinion. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we would like your honest opinion on this track that we're about to play.
You ready? You ready? Go!
Shake, 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 that little baby.
Shake, 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 go crazy.
Shake, 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 that little baby.
I'm with you.
was a little long.
That
outro was a little long.
That was whack.
How old is this guy? The lyrics weren't clear enough for me.
He
has to be
bad,
a little clearer on the lyrics. I wasn't really, you know, I couldn't really hear the lyrics.
I wouldn't buy that crap worth nothing. Me either. I wouldn't buy that either. He got to go back to the drawing board with that one. He got to work on that really bad. And his support system should give him your honest opinion. You know, I think that when you have a team that works with you, I think that they should be honest with you. And somebody's not honest with him.
Well, yeah, it depends on his status, because if he's the one feeding everybody around and they're going to agree with everything he puts out, trust me.
but that's not a real friend, though. That's not a real support system.
Oh, absolutely not. We already know. He has to go back to the drawing board with that a little bit. The outro was a little long. His lyrics weren't loud enough. He couldn't really hear what he was making out. He was saying, and the hook was a little dry. So they sound like they're clapping from the from Revenge of the Nerds with the Boys and the Moose. I clapping along. That's what it sounds like to me. That's where it put me at.
Does it have potential, though? You think it has potential?
I mean, he go back and work on it a little bit. He might get a little something going on. He go back and work on it a little bit, you know. Now, at this point right now, nobody would really buy that. I don't know.
Ain't nobody buying that. Nobody's buying it. Just to be honest,
I wouldn't say it's awful, but I mean, it could stand a little work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it needs some work, probably.
A little work, like honestly, a little work. I say go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing board and write everything, you know, all over again. Move stuff around. Fix the hook.
Yeah, just
a different beat. He needed a totally different. It was. I was like, oh my god. I had to put it on mute while I was pulling something out. It was like, oh.
He needs to work on it a little bit. The hook. I mean, it was just a little dry.
I think there was no real excitement in the song.
There was nothing to actually grab a person. You know, your hook. Even if your lyrics aren't that great, if you have a hook, a banging hook, and a banging beat, you're gonna suck people in, because that's what the music is about nowadays. Having that, you know what I'm saying? Trying to have a little, you know. And plus, everybody thinks they're metaphorically correct around here. It's just.
You couldn't even dance.
It really didn't grab. It didn't grab. I heard the song simply because we were actually listening to hear it. But if that something was playing, like what? Who that? Turn. You know what I'm saying? Turn the station. No, he needs to work on that hook a little more, and that, you know, and add a little bit more to that beat. Otherwise,
he got to add some oomph to it. Like, yeah, this is my track. You know, like. He got to be a little, I don't know.
Yeah, and the outro was too long. He could have actually fit a whole nother verse at the end of the song.
We could add something to the beat. The whole beat needs to be changed. You can't add nothing to that.
I mean, it's stuff you can add. I'm a person of music. I love music. I do music on my own.
There's nothing you can add to that. You got to redo that in the studio and redo a beat.
I'm trying to be a little nice and still give it to him like it is.
Be nice if you want to be somebody.
That's awful. People been being too nice, you know.
Yeah, you supposed
to give them your honest opinion and, you know, honest.
That was an honest opinion, though, that I did give. That was, you know, go back into the drawing board and fix stuff. You got to fix a few things. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Starting with your hook. Start with that hook and the beat. That has to grab the people. Otherwise, nobody's going to listen. that you have to suck them in with that hook and that beat first. Then the lyrics, then you work on your lyrics. But I couldn't even understand now what the lyrics were saying. I really couldn't. I don't know if it's the communication or what, but I couldn't. I really,
Well, Dolls and Divas, we do have another caller. Chicky Chick is on the line. Chicky Chick, are you there?
Yo, what's up? Shake, shake, shake. What's going on? Shake, shake, shake. You better shake it.
What's that, Chick?
Yo, I need to hear that fire again. Y'all just played some fire. I need to hear that fire.
Oh, yeah? Sure did. Burn the hole in my ears.
God. YouTube College is on fire.
Not with that. It's on fire, but not with that track.
Y'all gonna play the first? I'm getting mad people that's calling in right now to Miles want to hear the first verse just so they can laugh again. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
Gonna shake it out, Chicky Chick. But those on the line that's listening, we are on the line with Chicky Chick and Fallout Comedy, which immediately follows our show. So if you can't stay on the line and kick it with Chicky Chick, the comedian, So what's
good,
doing, have y'all? Have you heard our topic?
Yeah, I'm like half prepared for my show. Y'all know it's like the first night of real NBA basketball. I'm locked in right now. But then shit came on and just woke me up. So,
He shook me. Wow. Well, again, our topic now is our relationships nowadays real love or is it built on true love or status, people's status?
Nah, it's over, yo. Once the Temptations and the OJs is out, it's been over since then, man.
It's over.
It's crazy how everything can be dictated off the music. Yo, if you listen to the music, it goes to show you how it is, man. I just wanted to give y'all a zap. I was watching this movie today, and I forgot the title. I just brought it back. It was like On My Way to Birmingham. And it just showed how black people used to be living back then and how they was happy when they got a record player in their car and the songs and simplicity they used to listen to. It was so easy to be in love then because you didn't have nothing to take away your time from nothing. Now it's like, the misogynism of the woman that's out here now and the commercialism of what's fashionable makes that love is very hard for you to find somebody that's like that. You might find somebody that really want to be in love, but they don't even think it exists. So you got to convince them that it's still there, and you got to fall in love with them. Whew, that's a hard job.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time for it.
Mm. Anybody got time for that?
That's why my wife been married so long, man. Like this, we stand this year. Like, yeah, we gonna stand. Yeah, I don't got nobody else to deal with. That's how she treats me. She's like, I don't got nobody else to go to. But a big shout out to my wife. She might be listening. So big shout out. How you doing?
Our second status. What's our second status on tonight? We done talked about so much stuff. Like, who do you think are better lovemakers, men or women?
Gemini men. Damn.
Oh, Gemini.
Damn. Damn. Take that. Gemini
you
men.
You said Gemini
damn.
Men?
Yeah. Gemini.
Yeah. Okay. Pat yourself on the back. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. Nah, I didn't do that. But I think, because you know, man, women faking. Like, we can't fake. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. I don't know if I can say this right. But if we was a fake, it wouldn't be hard. You get what I'm saying? So you gotta, women can just sit there and, it hurt, and she lying, and, I think that when men, if you get your women, y'all can agree, y'all can clap it up. When y'all get somebody else doing it right, you're like, what you want? What kind of sandwich? I can get some bread. I know I ain't got none, but I can get some.
Let me run to the store. What you want, Kool-Aid? You want red Kool-Aid or purple?
He said red Kool-Aid.
You know when it comes to Kool-Aid, you don't have flavors. You just got colors.
Yeah, the colors, yeah. No. Like, what kind of Kool-Aid? I don't know what that is. It just come out.
Orange is the only color that is the actual flavor, too.
Is y'all having fun when y'all show today? Is y'all having fun?
I'm sorry?
live in front of the show. Like, remember, did y'all talk about Friday? Oh, my God, Friday was awesome. GQ Powers, man, a little party we had on the line, man. That was awesome, Friday.
Yeah. That was nice. Shout out to GQ Powers, Rich Money, and Levine, and everything. Shout out to them. Which actually brings us to, you know, we're winding down to the close of our show, and we'd
well,
like to
Diva,
give everybody...
Diva,
uh-huh.
before we close it out, I'd like to bring on the artist that belongs to the song. Tim Dog.
Okay.
Are you there, Tim Dog?
Yeah, I'm here. What's good, people? What's good? Tim Dog.
How are you?
Y'all killing me right now. Rich,
yeah,
listen. Good, man. Y'all killing me, man. Listen, I'm a producer. I got sick of putting my money into artists that ain't ready. Y'all should know how that is.
Mm-hmm.
I take a track. I make my original beats. I'm not a rapper. So check it out. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm a producer, so I said, you know what? I got a little talent. I wrote that like in 35 minutes. I put it together, and that's what I came out with. It sounds cool. Listen to the lyrics. Check out the video. Maybe y'all can understand it a little more. Listen.
Let me tell you right now, man. This is just from experience, man. Like, you know, some things you got to leave in your lane, man. You got to find some better rappers, man. Even Puff Daddy don't write his own joint. He'll let you know.
Yo, fam, listen, a.k.a., that's my name, Lane, call me Lane, L-A-N-E, long story behind that, but listen, y'all killing me, and it ain't that serious, the track is tight, listen to it, if you listen, that's the problem now.
I'm going to have to listen to that again, because it needs a little more work, honey. I understand,
but y'all killing me, and it's not the track is tight, listen to the lyrics.
That track is not tight.
All right, listen. Go to YouTube.
Where is it on YouTube? What is it on YouTube?
Tim Dog Shake. Check out the video. If you listen to the lyrics, it's on YouTube. You check out the shorty. I'm trying to hook up with a shorty. If you listen to the lyrics, you see how I started from the beginning where I was digging her, and towards the end of the song, I'm with her. Like, listen to the lyrics. That's the problem. Nobody's writing down lyrics no more. They just saying three words, and y'all said it's hot.
Well, see, again, you need to go back and revamp your hook, because your song did not grab us when they first played it. Your hook is very, you already know that. As a producer, you know the hook and the beat is what really sells the music. That's why people aren't writing lyrics. You understand what I'm saying? The lyrics comes after that. You got to get that hook and that beat popping. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna draw everybody in, and then they can hear what the story is about. You understand what I'm saying?
And I appreciate everything you say. I take it all with a grain of salt. Like, I listen. And I go back to the joint. It's nothing. I got more things lined up.
Okay.
And I would love to come to the show, because I'm getting slack over my name. That's my name. I've been Dog before Tim Dog put up that fuck content. Sorry for cursing online.
Well, you already know you're gonna get that. You're gonna get that. You're gonna get as many haters as you do lovers.
Oh,
so,
of course.
You know.
And that's part of the game. You know, I've been in the
game. Okay,
around,
then.
Around
so when
time.
You say we're killing you. We're killing
you. Killing me. It's love, though. Rich Money's my man. What up, Rich? We know.
Rich, I'm going to go and listen to that song again. But you got to.
I'll listen to that track. That track was awful.
All right. Mama, you know how much garbage is out there? You know how much garbage is out there? Are you kidding me?
I agree.
Like,
you got a lot of garbage out there. That's actually on the radio.
You don't redo your stuff, it's going to be added to the garbage, too.
It's so funny. You know why? Because I call myself a producer. I'm just throwing my hat in the ring. I'm a diddy this shit. As long as I could. Sorry for cursing.
Can we have him on my show? Please let him stay on the line for my show.
Yo, who's that?
Hey,
that's the comedian, which his show actually starts now. And now it's 9 o'clock. So
no,
right now,
keep going. We good. Come on, we can keep going.
Right now,
you
know,
that's the mayor. Who's that?
This is Chick. The comedian is on the line. Who's asking you to stay on to be on his show, Tim Dog?
Oh, Chick. Okay. Well,
he wants you to stay on his show and, you know, listen to his show a little bit.
We're gonna play a track again. We're gonna get us a call.
We're gonna play your track. Listen to it again.
And pull up that picture of that handsome dude too. I'm a handsome dude. You think I got confidence? I ain't worried about it.
You looking good. You looking good. You found the mix. I got to do with it.
But you can. The thing is that you can look good if you want to, but at the end of the day, you know,
at the end of the day,
you found another hot mess.
It's alright. You know, like, I think I'm going to do a show. I got a show coming up, but we can talk about that. And you know what? I take it. And when it goes, I make sure I come at the GQ and we talk about it.
That's what it is. Listen, ain't nobody saying stop doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? You just got to go back and fix that hook. And that beat, just add a little something. That's all. Just, you know, it just needs a little more to it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not saying
it was awful or whatever, but I mean,
when you add a little something,
it can use a little more work.
Let me ask you a question. What is the hook? Can you even tell me what the hook is? I'm telling Shorty to shake. I'm trying to shake a little baby. She's telling me to take it, go crazy.
Am I on a prank call?
Party joint.
Is this a prank call on me? Y'all getting me?
This is real.
This is real.
Rich Money, what's good?
Hey, yo,
this is hilarious.
I'm here. I'm online.
Hey, yo, you my man and everything. But for real, yo, I'm watching this on YouTube right now. This is crazy.
Yeah, man, check it out. HD, man, ain't nothing crazy about it, man.
Do you see the comments that's posted on your YouTube page?
Homeboy's a clown. Why are you worrying about him? That kid is about some one clown, some princess. Come on, family. You're a grown man. We grown men here. I ain't got time for games. I'm trying to get some money. This is how I'm doing. I'm doing it this way.
Yeah, I'm not going to disrespect you.
It's nothing garbage about the track. Listen to it. You know how much garbage is out there? Are you kidding me, family? Y'all trying to go hard, but y'all really playing yourselves. And it's all up, but y'all going hard. Look at the garbage and listen to the garbage that's on the radio right now. Are you kidding
me? Okay, let me ask you a question then, okay, because you feel like we're playing ourselves. You sent a song in, we played the song, and we're giving you our opinion about your song.
But
you being an artist, you being a producer, you supposed to take what we're saying. It's either you agree with it or you don't. But to us, it don't matter because we're giving you our opinion. You see what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You don't have to accept it. You said go to the YouTube. Chick went to the YouTube. Chick, what's your feedback on the YouTube video?
All you got to do is look at the feedback on the YouTube video. That's something real. I understand. Yo, for real, I thought this was a prank. It's a YouTube video. I didn't think it was serious. I thought it was like, yo. Like, Jim Jones is a horrible rapper, but you belong to Jim Jones. Like, he's horrible.
I don't think Jim Jones is a horrible rapper, but your fan, if you look at the comments, all of them are from one clown, B. Are you kidding me? Like, seriously, look at all the comments. There's about 25 comments. I just did the track. You got one clown. You need to go see his work and then holler
back. I don't want to take away from your work, but what I'm saying is what makes the ridicule with that we're giving you is that you're a producer. We're not listening to it from a producer ear. If this is another rapper in the studio, you wouldn't be taking that.
Fam, I'm willing to come down to the show. We can kick it all night.
Wait, pause for a second. I'd like to pause for a second because right now we are actually in the Chick Show, but myself, on behalf of myself and my other fellow divas and all our callers and listeners that came on for the Love Fantasy portion of the show with the Diva Squad, we want to thank all our callers and everything for calling in. We had a great show tonight, and I appreciate everything. Next time, y'all press that one and get on air with us. Again, we'd like to thank the Lord for making this all possible. All our calls again. We had Kia, Kim, Cherise, Shy, Jarrell, Tanya, Paula. We had numerous callers on tonight, and we want to thank all y'all again for calling in and kicking it with us. And y'all can catch us every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. sharp, same number, 646-200-3838, and kick it with us.
On
that note, chucking up them deuces. Let's go, Chick.
Yeah. Yeah, we can stop the music. We can stop the music right now. We can stop the music. Let's stop the music. We're going to come right into the show. What's going on? This is your boy, Chief of Comedian, Fallout Comedy Wednesdays, man. If you're swimming in the line like I am, because right now we are dealing with this thing right now. So we shutting it down, man. Y'all already know, I got Fallout Comedy, man. Y'all already know about the name. Your boy traveled all up and down the East Coast. Tell Joseph the Living, and I tell Joseph the Lord, man. Right now we have, I don't know if he's still on the line. I'm just not being sure.
I'm here. What's good, man? What's happening?
Send off, man.
What's good?
We got the music in the back. Let's try for yo, Tim Dog, what's going on, man? I want you to introduce yourself to my audience, man. Introduce yourself all over again, man.
Yeah, what's up? What's everybody? My name is Tim, man. Tim Dog, they call me, man, from Bronxville Project, Sandview Section. I'm here, man. I make music. I jumped in the ring with it. I made this track, and I'm just hearing the comments, man. Y'all killing me right now.
Tim, let me listen. That was another show, right? Look, we're gonna start all over again. What we're gonna do is, like I said, I try to introduce you myself. My name's Chick the Comedian, man. I'm Fallout Comedy Wednesdays here. I do clean comedy, but before I was doing clean comedy, man, I was all over the place. You know what I mean? My old YouTube videos, they got taken down. You go on YouTube, you can see me, positive feedback. But we talking, me and you talking, Tim Dog, we talking right now as a two people that what they do right now, they do itself for a living. I know that you're a producer. As far as what you say, I'm a comedian.
Chick, I'm here, man.
I don't think what I'm saying right now, I don't think it wouldn't be fitting for me to say to sugarcoat everything you do, and we'll just talk like you said, you're on the line. You didn't hang up or nothing like that. But listen, Tim, yeah, the track is like, yo, it's good quality. That's one thing I can say about you New York dudes. You got to do something like that all the way. The quality is good, Tim. But what we're going to do is right now, I have the YouTube video right now. But, yo, my producers, if y'all listen in the back, man, I want y'all to play a song. I'm going to give a good introduction to the song. And, yo, right now coming up, if y'all ready for it, right now coming up, we got Tim Dog. Not the Tim Dog from the West Coast, but Tim Dog. T-I-M like a Tim, D-O-G like DMX. Tim Dog, man, with his video. He got the video, but we're going to play the song Shake. Let's go. That's what it is. Shake, let's go. Right here on YouTube. He called in, you give me a call. We're going to let the man speak. We're going to play a track right now.
You ready? You ready?
Let's go. Shake, 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 that little baby. Shake, shake.
know I'm holding, holding, and I will never folding, folding. Not shot, but very bolding, bolding. Yes, I am the chosen,
the chosen,
and I will never losing,
losing.
This beat, you know I'm cruising,
cruising.
Just keep the crowd moving,
moving,
and I will show improving,
proving.
Take you on a little shopping spree. Hold tight, baby girl, 'cause you're riding with me.
Woo!
Just know you a Timothy. Real talk, baby girl, mom, can't you see?
Can't you see?
That the dog don't play them games. I'm the truth, baby girl, mom, fuck them lame.
Fuck them lame.
Tim Dog and I do claim. Let's go shake.
Take off my claim.
Shake, shake, shake that little baby.
You're right here on GQ Palace, Fallout Comedy Hour, man, with your boy Chick the Comedian. You can know, you can catch me from 9 to 10. You can call in at 646-238-38. You just finished listening to Entertaining Yourself with Tim Dog, man. Tim Dog song, Shake, Let's Go. He got it on YouTube. I'm looking right now. The man has 1,488 views, man. He got 25 thumbs up, 4 thumbs down. We give him the chance. If you was on listening earlier, man, he was on Love Fantasy Radio with the Diva Squad, man. And then, you know, they was going in, mother brother. They was going in. And we want to have your opinion and see if it's rightfully so. I think we should just right now give Tim Dog a chance right now to explain the track. Because, like, if you listen to the track, that's a typical New York track, you know. Harlem shaking it, you know, motorcycles, girls dancing and stuff like that. But, Tim, I got a question, man.
What's up?
I'm looking at the video, man. Did the girl have a buck 50 on the face dancing, man?
Excuse me?
Did the girl have a buck 50 on the face?
Nah, who? Family? Who are you looking at?
Tim, I'm looking at the girl. First of all, she got the high jeans on. She got the peach high jeans on.
Oh, she got the
right. I see what's going on. Tim, she has a... It's a buck 50 on the face, man. Who did that to her, man?
Family, listen. That's Toy Bright, man. That's my female artist, man. Look her up on Facebook, man. Toy Bright. Talented young lady. She's beautiful, family. Are you kidding me?
I never said... No, hold up. See, now you mixed it up. I never said she was ugly. A buck 50 don't mean you're ugly. I said, isn't it?
You said she got a cut on her face, fam? Come on,
yeah, like,
now, man.
I got it on pause and on big face, man. There's something on the side of her face, the left side of her face.
saying. It's nothing on the side of her face, man. If it was, why would I lie about that?
What's her name on YouTube, on Facebook?
Toy Bright, T-O-I. She's a beautiful young lady. Are you kidding me? She's an I'm sorry. I know this is your show. She's a beautiful young lady. She's talented. And she's going to be coming soon, man. Just understand me. I've been doing this for a long time. I've been putting a lot of money into these young cats that say they're ready for this industry. They're not. So I took a track that we had. I said, you know what? I'm going to write something to this. I sat in my living room. If you watch the video, the end of the video, when I'm in there with the colorful shirt on, thanks to my people that work in these stores, they gave me all my clothes. You see the apartment? That's my crib, man. I wrote that right on my table. I sat right there. I wrote it in 35 minutes. I put it together. I let a few cats hear it. They's like, yo, Tim, this is kind of hot. I do a chick on the end of it. She sung for me. She blessed that. I appreciate her. That's Little Mama. I appreciate you. Appreciate that from Little Mama. And I put that out, man. Went in the studio. We banged it real quick. And that's what it is, man.
I dig it, Tim. Like I said, man, I'm here. Look, you're on my comedy show, man. For right now, I gotta
that's
keep it funny. Maybe it was hair right now reflecting up light. I was just acting, but it seemed like, yo, if you're watching it, Tim, I understand you the one that look more serious than everybody else. Everybody else is like they're giggling in the joint. You know what I'm saying? Like old girl tripping and she giggling. You know what I'm saying? I understand. Like, it was just, you know, it's crazy. Like, I'm trying to give you.
It's a party
I know, man. I'm giving you positive feedback, but Tim, like I said, man, yo, it's not like you like when we say an original or whatever. It's like it sound like Vado track with Jim Jones. You even have a Jim Jones type of flow going on with the glasses and the little beard thing, man.
Am I the only one that says that? Listen, I hear that a lot. I hear a lot of people say Jim Jones are like me because I'm a little bit older than him. Me and him similar. We look alike. They say I got the brick walls. I want to be raw. I heard it all, B. I am who I am. I'm Tim. I've been around from Bronxville. Look me up. Samuel Section, Rich Money. That's my dude. It is what it is, fam. When I put this song together, of course, I lick it on the internet, and all they had is all of these shake, Harlem Shake this, Harlem Shake that. A million views. I said, you know what? I'm going to throw something together real quick and see what happens. It is what it is, man.
What was your actual motivation for that actual song?
If you listen to the lyrics, man, it's about meeting Shorty. She bad. I've been checking her. She been looking good, so I finally stepped to her. Mom was good. Got the Gucci bag. If you listen to the lyrics, verse for verse.
I listened to them.
Everything is cool, and it's first of all, it's a positive song. It's nothing negative about it. Like, I thought about it. I said, I'm going to put something out that's not negative, because that's easy to do. If y'all want me to do that, I'll put some Shake Your Ass Out in a heartbeat.
I have a song like that myself, Shake Your Ass. That's what it's called.
I understand. Like, so
I have that. That's
that's,
you know,
easy.
Saying,
I would let you hear it,
check it out, y'all. Check it out. Just in case you got any new listeners, y'all know, I'm appreciating everybody saving the line, because right now, y'all making my show. I'm going to put it out there once again. You're listening to Fallout Comedy Hour with your boy, Chick the Comedian, man. 9 to 10. We follow up right after Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, man. Everybody on the line, yo, chill. Everybody heard you. Could y'all introduce yourself for my audience and let them know who y'all are?
Oh, this is Ange from the Diva Squad.
Oh, my God.
Fantasy.
Okay, I
was radio. Stands out.
What's up, Ange?
Nothing much. Listen, like I said, you need a little more to the hook. You need a little bass or something in the beat, because it's the beat and stuff is what grabs you into a song. You understand what I'm saying? I've listened to your lyrics. The lyrics, they all go together. That's
mm-hmm.
That goes without saying. You know, the lyrics go together. But again, you need a little more to the hook and the beat to grab people in. Because to hear it, it's just all you hear is like clapping and, you know what I'm saying? You need that actual bass, some kind of drop or something in there that's going to grab the people in.
I'm going to listen to it again.
It's a cool track, like, ladies.
I'm definitely going to listen to it again.
Don't kill me like this, because it's not.
No, we can't kill you. Trust me.
Killing you.
You as an artist, you already know. Even with our opinions, if you are what you say you are, ain't nothing we can say that can kill you.
That's
don't worry
true.
About that. You can't.
That's
you,
all.
Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't do that. You're going to kill yourself saying that.
Listen, it give me motivation, and it make me just go harder because I already know. You're going to have, not calling y'all that, but you're going to have your haters, and then you're going to have your people that appreciate somebody that's saying something.
Absolutely.
I know, and I'm not hating, if she don't like it, she don't like it.
That's just the bottom line. And you can't make her change her mind, like,
it's,
you know what I'm saying?
It was something missing in that soul. It's just like, what? You know, I just like,
Listen,
I'm not hating on you of your soul. I wish you much success that you redo it or whatever. I wish you much success.
And I appreciate that. But let me say, can I say one thing, people? Please, can I say one thing? This is my first joint. I've never even stepped in a booth. So for a person that never even jumped in the water like that and did this, this is decent. For a brother that is not a rapper, I'm just. I have the talent.
You know what? You be proud of yourself then. But you can't be offended when people give you their honest opinion on the song either.
I wasn't offended. I just on the laughing. I said, yo, y'all killing me right now. I listen to your whole show. I listen to the topics and everything. I just couldn't get through, but I listened and I was waiting for my track to be played. Y'all played it and all that. And all I was like, what's up?
Hello,
I'm here.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Can you all hear me? Okay. This is Rachel from the Diva Squad.
What's up, Rachel?
Hi. The first time I heard the song tonight, I said, oh, hell no. Now, I went on YouTube. I went on YouTube, listened to the track, and watched the video. It's something that is now growing on me. I heard it on Chicky Chick's show.
It's definitely
growing on me more. And you said this is your first time. I think that you definitely have a lot of potential, and continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you, my love.
You're beautiful.
That's all.
See,
I'm
now that's
for.
What Rachel. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to that one.
Yeah,
it takes a couple of times
sometimes for people to actually get the real feel of things.
We're not going to listen to it one time.
Like, oh, I mean, don't get me wrong, because you got some songs out there you listen to one time, like, oh, that's popping. I would cop that. That's not the case with this song right now. Not to say that it's not good. It just didn't grab us like that. You understand what I'm saying? You still have plenty of room right now for improvement when it comes to the song.
Of course.
You know what
I'm saying?
You have room where you need to add a few things in there. That's all I'm saying anyway. I can't speak for nobody else.
I'm going to listen to the song and reevaluate the song. But when I heard it, I'm like,
We have to keep it funky. This is what I'm saying right now. I lied to you not, man. Listen, I don't even listen to rap like that. My whole life changed. I'm a different person, and not saying I'm too big for rap. I don't even listen to music like that because it's so generic. And the song, it ain't about it being hot or whatever. The song is just so generic. When you hear it, you think about, oh, yo, it seems like it's a parody of Votto. Like, that's why I thought it was, like, to me, at first, it was like this, like, you was making fun of Votto. But now you're on the, yeah, Votto is the one that got the song like this, shake, you got that song? Yeah, he got the same type of song with him and Jim Jones.
There's nothing about the song that actually stood out above any other song. But again, being that this is your first recording, I understand, I have first recordings and stuff too, so I know the feeling on that. You understand what I'm saying? Really. Sometimes it's going to take you to make another song and hear it to know that maybe I should stick to being a producer. You understand what I'm saying? So we're not saying it to beat you down. You know what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
I don't take that.
I definitely appreciate it. Trust me, I appreciate it. I take all criticism. And I go back to the song is done. It is what it is. I'm not going to redo it or anything. Unless somebody throwing some big money at me, then, you know, that's how the plan. This is my first video. This is my first time in the studio actually laying something down. It came out decent. It is what it is. I'm Tim. I'm here. Never to hate it. It's what it is.
Okay. It could either make you or break you, so.
Oh, it ain't going to break me, but it is what it is.
hey, Hey, Tim, man, listen. By you being the producer, man, you done probably sat down with somebody and said, yo, I don't like this. This is whack. They done fixed it. Not saying you need to fix it. They done fixed it, came back. You done dropped artists. You probably done dropped the artist right now. You made a bad decision. He doing other things right now big. You won't be the first person to do it, but you won't be the first person to put the mic on. Like, you know what I mean? Like, did he tell you right now? He said, I don't write rhymes. I write checks. You asked me what a rhyme, why you're writing checks, and we're telling you, keep writing checks. Do not write rhymes.
I hate you, man.
No, you can write them. Just let somebody else deliver them. That's all.
Man, we'll see what happens.
That's where the money's at anyway, is writing.
Of course, right behind the scenes. You already know that. But I'm going to try to get another track that I did a couple of years ago on an artist that we did. We thought it had the potential, but like I said, the dedication was
Tim, I have a question.
What's up? Talk to me.
What make you different? What makes you different from any other artist?
Well, like I said, I'm talking sense, and that's just the truth. A lot of the artists you hear now, they not talking. Let's keep it 100. They not talking about anything. So I threw this together, and it's a positive song.
It's the, you know what? Wait. Let me stop. Because that, what you're saying about shaking and getting it, that's all they're talking about. That's, everybody's talking about that nowadays. So
I know that.
That really wasn't nothing different. No. You can't put yourself on that much of a pedestal when it comes to them lyrics.
I'm not putting myself on the pedestal. That's Pikachu. Because that, like I said, when I first went to Jumbo, I'm looking at YouTube. All I see is shake. Harlem Shake this, shake that. And it's getting a million hits. 200,000 hits, 300. So I said, yo, I see where it's going right now. Let me just throw something with a little shaking, a little ass shaking. But in the same note, it's going to be a positive track.
Okay, Tim, so how long have you been,
the positivity in the track is what? From your standpoint, from you being the actual writer of it, what's the positivity in that? What's more positive about that track than any other?
At the beginning of the song, I'm meeting a young lady. At the end of the song, I'm with the young lady. It's nothing that could come between me and her. I feel her.
But let me tell you something, Nate. People, with that said, they would only see that if they actually watched the video. But to hear it, it sounds like
Come take it in.
That doesn't sound like, honey, I want to take you out on a date. Let's me and you rock. I want to get to know you. You saying shake it. She's saying
come take it and wreck it.
I'm sorry, I just missed the positivity. I'm not saying it's negative either, but I'm missing that message.
But you gotta go listen to the lyrics. Nobody listens to lyrics these days. And that's the whole time. Nobody listens to lyrics. It's the beat. Nobody cares what you gotta say. If you just give it a chance, listen to what I'm saying throughout the whole track.
I'm gonna listen to the lyrics. I'm gonna listen to the whole track.
From beginning to the end.
I'm gonna go listen to it as well, and listen to the lyrics. Because I agree with you when it comes to lyrics and all that stuff. Lyrics is very important to me. It's an important part.
For the young lady, is this her first time? Doing a song, is this her first time? Is she coming out with something else? Or
Toy Bright is her name.
Toy Bright is working. She's working. She's in the studio now. We got some stuff. We working on something. I'm gonna make sure I get it to y'all first. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna make sure I get it to GQ.
I peeped out her Facebook page. Now she's a pretty girl and everything.
She's a beautiful young lady. So the Buck 50 thing.
She is beautiful and she gifted like that. But it's just that when she has, I'm not concerned about. I'm going back to listen to it again, though. I'm definitely going back to listen to it again.
Do you have any type of Facebook page or something?
I'm on Facebook, Timothy Hill on Facebook, or you can go on
Timothy Hill.
Yeah,
that's
my
like the Boys Ranch out here. We have Timothy Hill.
That's my government, or you go to Trap Pack Music on Facebook.
What's the girl name again?
Track Pack Music. TRAKPAK Music. Facebook.
Okay.
I mean, I'm working, people. I'm working.
I wish you much success.
You're
working. Yeah, continue to work.
And like I said, just go check out the video. Listen to the lyrics. You see it's a positive from the beginning to the end. I'm feeling the shorty. I want to give it to shorty. I'm with her.
Yeah, I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna listen to it with my eyes closed because I've seen the video.
You can do that. You can do that.
And it's that the way the video is going is just like any other. I don't want to make a mistake and call it mediocre, but you know, to look at it, it looks the same as everybody else. Chick, you know what I'm saying, shaking what she has or whatever. So I'm gonna go listen to the. I'm gonna go to YouTube and listen to the with my eyes closed.
Yeah, listen to the track.
Yeah,
but
listen,
because
I
want to
hear the lyrics.
Like,
I don't
want to
see the video.
Play,
I've seen
y'all
that.
Play, y'all playing the CD. I didn't send it via through the, computer. I seen Rich Money. I hit him with a CD.
Right.
And so, you know, so the quality is not the same as if you're getting it through the computer.
Okay.
But the track is cool.
Okay, I understand that. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
The track is cool, you know?
Okay.
But have y'all been out performing or have you... You plan to be out somewhere doing something?
Yeah, I have a show coming up on the 29th. All the details is not settled yet, but I'm gonna be in Harlem. Like I said, I let Rich Money know. I'm doing a show with Black Silk. Y'all know Black Silk, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
He got a birthday party coming up on the 29th in Harlem. I forgot the name of the spot right off the top of the head, but I'm performing that night and come out. Like I said, it's first time jumping in the water. Win or lose, I'm still a winner.
Yeah,
listen. You always say you're a winner.
You better.
That's the wrong with that.
You want to call yourself a loser? Then I'm going to call you one too, loser.
We got some losers out there. Now, I done heard the topic from the last show, so they out
well,
there.
Trust me, we know that. Please believe me. But anyway, keep striving, man. You know, we ain't here to take nothing from you.
Yeah, that's what it is. I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely
that
do.
That was the much success you and the, what's her name again, Toya?
Toy Bright.
Toy Bright.
Well, I wish her much success because it's rough out there, especially for females. You always got to take criticism and take it with, you know, grace and, you know, and just move on. It's not that the hurt or harm. You just to take it and just, you know, do what you got to do to get back on top. That's all.
Mm-hmm. You're right. But ladies, honestly, how many songs have you heard on the radio? And when we first heard it, we was like, what the hell is that?
Oh, of course. Some of the albums are awful. Album the next year, the album that busts the next year. Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, people? I want to give a big shout out to Tim Dog, man. Yo, you're a soldier, man, because right now I would have hit underneath the couch, man, and I wouldn't have been on the comedy show, man. You just been listening, and you keep on thinking, man, I wish you was successful right now. Hey, yo, make sure you take everything that you're hearing right now, because right now we don't mean nothing that's standing. When you hear from somebody else, man, it's going to really hurt. But, yo, I want to give a big shout-out to Diva Squad who stayed on live with me right now. But, you know, we got to get some of the audience, some of my fallout comedy. So I'm about to hit y'all with my monologue, man. So let's give my man Tim a good round of applause, man. A good round of applause.
Thank you, Chick, man. Thank you, Chick. I appreciate that, man.
Hey, what's going on? Y'all right back to the Chick Fallout Comedy Hour right here on GQ Palace Radio. The number one rated station on Reverb Nation, man. You heard me say it, man. We got a whole bunch of things going on right now. Right now, I'm going to step into my monologue. Clap it up. Y'all already know what it is. Hey, you know, as I always try to start off with my monologue, man, I always try to let everybody know what's going on in my life, man. I got a real big show coming up this Saturday. That's right, we're going to be at Fishkill, New York. We have been doing that downstate prison. Why, ain't that crazy, guys? Good. I was in prison, now I'm doing shows in prison. That's crazy like that. But listen, that's one thing that's going on with me. But what we're doing right now, man, I need y'all to listen right now. We have a song right now that we about to play by a Christian rapper, man. I'm trying to get all the information right for you right now to let y'all know who exactly it is. Yo, his name, the track that we about to play is Sicko, the main thing. So I want y'all to all listen to this right now because Sicko, Sicko has been going on in the Christian rap arena, man. I want y'all to get this back. Make sure y'all give me your opinion on the track. So without further ado, this is your boy,
First Step is the name of the song. So right now, his name is Sicko the Main Thing. First Step is the name of the song. Y'all heard it right here first on GQ Pop Radio. Yo, and y'all heard it on the Christian. Y'all heard it on the phone all the time. Power. My man is a Christian. I'm a Christian, but, you know, we try to do clean things on my show right now. And so I wouldn't brand it as a Christian show. I'm going to brand it as clean-cut comedy for everybody to listen to. So right now we got the track, Sicko the Main Thing, First Step. Right now, GQ Power Radio, we hear it first.
Lord knows that I'm deprived, that I've seen.
Give my appearance, I represent from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to this church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived. I just wanna take a second, I'm going crazy.
Right.
They say the sun is out, for me it's been snowing lately.
Right.
Hunger on the race of things that used to motivate me.
Right.
And these little dudes tempting me to show them crazy. Wind blowing through the window, prime time sweating, got me stuck up on my bench flow. But the storm ain't over, it's still raining, so go figure why I'm still out in the field banging. I don't feel painin', I got used to it. I see the storm coming, I just move through it. I gotta pray to make it, spend so much time trying to embrace it, cause I'm dying to be favored. Read through all the specs, but only abide by the basics. Slow paper done divided me from what's sacred. Hatred in the heart, I don't like it, I know it's wrong, but me protecting me is the way I've been holding on. Cause I've been through it so frequent, I know the storm, and it's accumulating, so I resume with patience. And when I make it to the top, I got some rumors waiting. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. Where it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again.
We ain't got it together, we ain't riding together, but they ain't rotting together. Cause they ain't plotting to sell her. Ego high to the measure, now who's hotter than pepper? Calm your little nerves and move your mind off the metal. How you moving? Cause my focus is who's designing my pedal. Need a little for bread, but I'm entwined with the light. Cause I'm just trying to become like a designer to Christ.
Like a designer to Christ.
But if you find with your life, then you can sign with the trife. But I'm with mine for the nine. Me, I'm on the good side, hood side still. Got a testimony crazy and it's worth a couple mil. I know a dude, they like brothers, for real. And he put out word as brother, probably swear. I'm like probably for real with that poverty appeal. I bang the doors down, hit my will.
Listen.
I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. I'm just trying to make it up the steps to the church. Please forgive my appearance, I've arisen from the dirt. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth. Plus I've been deprived, I don't really know my worth.
You gave me life, so I'm trying to give you back all this pain, cause it just ain't right. I swear it's gonna make me go insane, cause I trusted you. I gave you all of my heart, but it just keeps falling apart. And I'm right back here at the start, trying to do it again. Trying to do it again. I gotta do it again.
I'ma trust in you. I'ma trust in you.
Holden.
If you're just tuning in, man, you just listened to Sigil, the main thing, man, first step. Well, clap it up once again, man. That's what you mean by a track right there. That's what you mean by a track, man. Clap it up again, man. That's how you do your craft. Hey, I know we supposed to be moving on, and it's hard to do comedy on somebody. It's hard to do comedy on somebody that's shooting shots back, man. But I had to go back to Tim Dawg, yo. Did y'all hear the part? I'm listening because I'm about to just throw up right now. Did y'all hear the part where he said, yo, listen, man, there's a lot of, look, my wife laughing already, look. He said, yo, there's a lot of people out here that's doing negative things, man. The song is positive. The video is positive. So Angie goes, what's so positive about the video? He said, look, go back to the video. I'm with the shorty in the beginning, and I'm with the shorty at the end. Yo, what sense does that make, people? He said, the positiveness of the track is that I'm being shorty in the beginning, and at the end of it, I'm still with her. Is that like a shot at black men? Like, you meet a shorty, but you're not with her later on in life? Oh, my God. If there's a time to play the laughing music, this is the time, because that was totally hilarious. Oh, my God, yo. Hello, somebody on the air?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's me. You hear me?
This Angie?
Yeah, it's still me. I'm still here, chick.
Hey, Angie. Oh, my God, Angie. Man, it's good that you're here. Angie, you didn't hear that?
Listen.
Hey, Angie.
You
asked him. He said, what's positive about the video? He said, look, check out the, look, this is how he said, so look at his voice. Maybe I'm Jim Jones. Look, check out the video. Check out the video. At the beginning of the video, I'm with the shorty. At the end of it, I'm with her again. Like, what the...
What does that have to do with positivity? I don't know. I missed it in that. And, again, I tried to give him, you know...
So you missed the bus, right?
The best that I could when it came to, you know...
That was the only bus that went to Atlantic City. You're just done. You missed the bus. Yo. Hey, Angie. I'm about to die right now. The man said, yo.
I feel you, chick. I feel you. Listen. Like, I don't know. I guess he feel that. I don't know who in his camp told him that it was like real. That was a hot joint, whatever. Like I said, I mean, it's not that he doesn't have potential. It's just that song did not grab anybody. It don't. You know.
Yeah, it was what Beyonce said. To the left. To the left.
No.
To the left.
And again, like I told him, you could write it for somebody else because Neo wrote that song for her. You understand what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, man. I'm just totally done over here, man. Like, I want to make sure I give Sicko his props, man. Y'all just heard Sicko, the main thing, man. Right here on GQ Powers with his debut track. I don't know if it's freestyle. I don't know if it's his debut track. I know it's the first time I heard it on GQ Powers Radio, and I don't know if they played another station, man. But it was a nice little track. Andy, did you hear the track? Did you like the track?
Yeah, it was okay.
See, myself,
when it comes to gospel music, I'm not into contemporary gospel. You know, I struggle with the gospel that's out now. I'm into that old-time religion when it comes to gospel music, so, you know.
That old-time
But it is what it is for whoever enjoys that type of music, you know what I'm saying? It was cool.
No, that's always respectable because now, if you was to get on here right now and say politically correct, answer, that'd be cool. It's just, you know, like you said, like, you know, you're in a different form like anybody else, but, you know, when somebody is in that area, I've been in churches where gospel rapping get up there, and like I said, it ain't that old-time religion and on grass, but, you know, I've been up there where he get up there and he do an altar call, man. I see these young kids run up in there because he was able to touch them. So I hope that Sicko, if you're listening to Sicko, I hope that you're trying to do that with your music, man, because,
right.
You know, like, a lot of people, like, just to give you, Angie, give you a thing about myself is that, like, for example, I have a show Saturday, but the show Saturday is not with no Christian comedians that I'm doing. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
They're still my friends.
Right.
So I'm saying, these are the people I was doing shows with. And when the opportunity came for me to do a show, what I did was, you know, I called them. I said, listen, man, you know, this is what they're looking for in the show. Y'all know what we're doing. They're looking to bring this. So my guys can bring clean comedy or just chill out. You know, everybody got a form that they're in. But, you know, what would it be like if I'm not, if I'm not trying to put them on the things that I'm trying to do myself? I never know what joke I might say that might be influential to them. That right. might make them say, you know, chick, man, let's do this that way. And, right. you know, and what they asked me was like, hey, chick, is it hard doing what you're doing? I say, nah, because what I'm doing comes naturally to me. It's just like right. if you got a person that's living wild, you ask him, how can he bust somebody in the head like that? You know, it's not even a question for him because he's just...
That's
you know,
how he lives, exactly.
That's how he lives. And so you're not able to comprehend that. And so it goes the same way. If somebody was saying, hey, chick, you do that. Like, I had somebody come to one of my shows. They came to a Christian show. They listened to the show on the radio. And
who
they asked
that laughing?
Me, I don't know. They asked me, do I only do Christian comedy? I said, well, I do clean comedy, but, you know, my jokes are still based on my life experience of who I am now. But you got a lot of people that go, you know, they're not taking it. So they, you know, I try not to be lukewarm, man. You know what I mean? It's either cold or hot. So that's why I can always appreciate somebody that's, if you're cold, you're cold. If you're hot, you're hot. But being in between is the person I don't like, somebody I can't trust. Like, if you told me, Angie, you like this, hey, chick, I can't come on to your show. That's not what I'm about. Or I can't come to this show. That's not what I'm about. That's respectable. Would you rather have somebody that's sitting right there and don't believe nothing you're saying? Like, I'm calling into y'all show and I don't really like it. I don't really support it. I feel some type of way. So that's why it's bye-bye to the people that's not supportive of you. And hello to the people that's giving you hugs, man. So big shout out to Sicko right now. Sicko, you doing your thing on your level. We doing our thing right here on this level. Oh, Gucci Powers Radio. It's all our comedy, man. It's your boy, Chicken Comedian. I got Angie on the phone, one of the three divas from Love Fantasy Radio. They doing their thing over there.
Rachel was there. Kia was there.
Everybody was there. Who that, Kia?
Yes.
Hey, Kia. Y'all were in on him like he owed child support.
That wasn't to bring him down. I don't want to bring people down. That wasn't to bring him down. It's just that when I heard the music, it sounded horrible. It was awful.
No. You have
but
to.
I'm gonna go back and listen. Cause I haven't seen the video or heard the clip. I'm gonna go and listen to it. You know, later on tonight, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, if I watch a couple games and that I DVR, and I'm gonna go listen to what he's talking about.
But you know, he's in the area where you have to critique music. You understand what I'm saying? So he's in that forum where you're able to give him that without no repercussions. Like, you have to hit him hard inside the head. You have to. Yo, if you go back to the video, I understand what you're saying about you listen to it. Let us not get caught up in the monotony of the beat. When he made the worst case argument for himself, he said, listen to the lyrics. There was no lyrics. He's like this. Back boom, got the mama. Boom, boom, not the mama. Like, what? I would take the lyrics, like, I'm trying not to, listen, man, y'all know how funny person I am right now, and I'm not saying I'm not supposed to go in on him, but it is what it is when you put yourself in the arena of a radio station to be critiqued. What happened if he was on Steve Harvey Morning Show and they played the track?
They would have shut him down, too.
What happened if he was on Hot 97 and played the track? You get what I'm saying? So I took you to both sides. So y'all right. Let me clap it up for the Diva Squad and Kid. Clap it up for him, yo, for being real. Being with those sugarcoat, clap it up. We need to clap it up. I need to clap. Where's the clap at?
I think when you rush and try to do something, you know, and I'm not saying you rush and try to do something. I just think when you rush and you try to do something and then try to make it, it just tends to add something that's totally different. Which
and especially
too,
he's not a rapper.
And he probably he's probably gifted. Everyone's gifted. Everybody has a gift. Everyone has a talent. It's how you use your talent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, especially when you're not a rapper. He just stated you're not a rapper. And
right.
You're looking for, you know, the status of a rapper, but, you know, you don't really have that skill. Like, really? You can't. No. You know. Go back
no,
to the point.
I'm going to listen to it real.
Again, I even thought it's more positive. What was more positive about his track than everybody else? And you talk about shaking booty and all that stuff. That's all everybody's talking about nowadays.
So. I don't blame him for saying his stuff. You probably say your stuff is positive. I don't blame him for that. I don't blame him for saying that his is, you know, he's supposed to. Because if anybody else is knocking his stuff, he's supposed to always say, well, you know, I'm positive about. I don't blame him for that. Because you're supposed to always do that. That I don't blame him.
But
he said
it's positive, but I missed the positive message.
I didn't blame him for that. He's supposed to say his stuff is positive. He's not going to say his stuff is negative.
Yeah.
I don't blame him for that. I'm going to always say this and that because that's how I, you know. But I don't blame him for saying it's positive. That's what he you know, that's what his belief, that he thinks is positive, and he's going to make sure it's going to be positive. But now he just got to make sure it do be positive for it to be selling. Somebody to be buying it. That's what he got to do.
All right.
But if it ain't, you know, that's going to be him when he's going to figure out. He put something out there and isn't nobody listening to it. Then he's going to realize. But I'm not going to tell him it's not, you know.
No.
I'm not going to tell him that. That's his right to say that his stuff is
the
positive.
The song, this is different. There's a difference between positive music. Stop the Violence is a positive song.
Yes.
His music, if you Google positive music on YouTube, his name will not come up. What that was is, okay, what you saying? You didn't curse? Is that what you're saying? Or you're saying?
Yeah, he cursed throughout the whole song.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. So what's positive about it? You start off the message. You got three girls dancing around you with a motorcycle. Tight pants on, then you take them to your apartment with his liquor, and there's more men than women, and at the end of the night, you leave with a shorty. So, okay, so it's a party track, but he confused it for what it was. It made no sense, especially he said, listen, in the beginning of the video, I'm with shorty, and at the end, I'm with her. You're with her because she has the biggest booty in the video. Because
he's trying to hit that.
That's
the biggest booty in the video.
I don't think you can blame those type of videos because I've seen videos who has made platinum and made whatever that's probably worse than his video. I know that probably worse than his video is. And I've seen big time rappers and big time artists that made some videos and like, how the hell that become number one video for 6 weeks and 7? But look what happens. When you vote for those videos, we all see videos and we can watch the videos. You vote for the number one video and you're like, how the hell this video become still number one on the chart?
And then you'd be like, to see what had happened was.
So you know what? Everybody's voting for the favorite video and some people love those type of videos. They're going to vote for the video.
Yep.
Be number one.
Yep.
Yeah, I know, but you know, y'all control y'all station. I control mine. And
right.
Once you're on that format of going like this, like there's a difference. I'm at home and I take my little $2 and punch in. I want to listen to this song on iTunes.
You know, it's just like we did in November. I said my uncle did a show. I had my uncle's last show. My uncle does a lot of, you know, he's hyping up Black Men magazine. So you know, this upcoming November, last year his artist that was up there, Kendrick. And they said that he sounded good in studios, you know, whatever. When he came to perform for the show, so, you know, we out there. I'm like, oh, who you got for the show? So, you know, everybody who you know, whoever is here at the show and everything. I said, that guy sound horrible. He said, he didn't sound like this in rehearsal, kid. I said, he sound like a hot damn mess right now. He's out there in front of, you know, Brother Brothers. He's out there in front of a lot of people. He sound like a hot damn mess. But everybody else was talking about something in the studio. It tracks as well. But when he got there in front of that crowd, hot damn mess. Oh, hell no.
What we really need to do right now, right? We need to call our producer. We need to have Rich come on the show right now. Let's interview his ass for 5 minutes and say, Rich, when he had to use the track,
did you hear it first? Or like, yo, it was some payola going on.
Like, wow.
Yo, like, no. Dan Simmons, like, yo, they're making all jokes and everything. Like, yo, Rich, like, that might have been Rich man. So I would like to know Rich's opinion on the song.
Yeah, I'm sure that's probably his man or whatever. Now, listen, that ain't taken away from him being his man. Rich can't control how that man raps or however he does what he does, because that's his man, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, he wanted everybody's honest opinion. He asked.
Right, and like Frankie said, when she went back to listen to it, like I can, you know, also say when she went back to listen to it, she heard it a different, you know. So I'm going to take the opportunity to do the same thing. I'm going to do it when I'm left, you know, clear mind, and I'm going to go back and I'm going to do it. It'll be like 1 o'clock in the morning because I'm going to, you know, recap some basketball games. And I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to it and see what he's talking about.
I think that should be listening
but again,
to it.
I mean,
with a sympathetic ear. Right now, you're listening to a sympathetic ear.
I'm just again.
I don't listen with a sympathetic ear. If it's still kind of the same way when I listen to it, it's gonna be the same. My same result answer. No, I'm totally different.
I was looking for the positive message. That's what I was looking for. Because to me, it sounded all the same.
No positive message in a lot of these songs nowadays. It's just that if they're selling, they're making it going platinum, and it has to be a positive message in that song. But you know what? It's platinum.
Like I said, I have a song called Shake Your Ass. I have one of those. Really?
Hey, no, you know what's crazy? With that, man, we can just, you know, making sure, let's let everybody know, when you're shaking it, don't shake it till you're shaking. Right now, I want to give a shout-out to everybody that listened to the show. I especially want to give a shout-out to everybody that helped my show move along, the Diva Squad, especially to you, Rich. When you was walking down the street and you seen your man, you decided that you was going to do what? You took his CD, and you made our three albums worth it, man. So I appreciate you, Rich, man, because I had a fall right now. I'm going to share the man video on my page because I want to see the feedback I get. I'm just can't wait. Just go in on this, man. So big shout-out to him. Big shout-out to Sicko. Big shout-out to the Diva Squad. I thank y'all all. Y'all know I love y'all, man. Yo, your boy going to be up in New York Saturday, Fishkill, New York, off that downstate prison. I'm not going to be in the prison. Got like a little compound that's outside of that. We're going to be doing jokes for the prison guards, man. New York State Correctionals, that's what we're doing it for. So we're going out there and have a good old time, man. Your boy Chick Comedian is really moving around the tri-state. But you know what? Y'all got me every Wednesday, 9 to 10, man, for free. So that's what's up, man. We love you all, man. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. And play that GQ Power.
I need Jesus. You need Jesus.
Still he keep on blessing me, save me from the world. That's why he gets